It's time for LVC Football on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. Today's game is brought to you by Lebanon Valley College. Now let's take it on to the game with John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome out to FDU Florham as we are set for MAC action between the Lebanon Valley College Flying Dutchman at 2-6 and the FDU Florham Devils at 2-6. Brian Kaiser here on the pregame show along with Steve Leedy. Two programs right now trying to end the season in a good way. LVC comes in off of a win last week and a much-needed one against Misericordia, a game where they really dominated the performance on the field, able to grind out a huge day rushing the football, and finally breaking out for that win that they needed desperately to get some mojo on the second half of the season. They look to carry it, and a two-game winning streak is what they seek here today against the Devils. We'll step out for a one-minute break. When we come back, I'll talk with LVC head football coach Joe Beeler. That's coming up after this on the pregame show on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Lebanon Valley head football coach Joe Beeler. Coach, big win for the team last week. Emotionally, I think more than anything else, this team needed a W and some payoff for the hard work that they've been putting in. Talk about that game and how important that was.
Yeah, it really was. It was nice to see them get a win. I feel like our kids felt they should win, that they were a good football team and they deserved to win. And I think there was a little sense of relief, to be honest with you, because after the tough game up at Lycoming, we knew and coming in at halftime only being up one score, even though we dominated the first half. But our kids handled their business in the second half. And we talk about hamming and egging together, where the defense and offense works together and defense gets a big stop or a turnover and the offense takes that ball and scores. And we did that last Saturday and good win.
Let's talk about that defense and the progression that they've had, because this is a defense so far this season where I think a lot of times they're very unheralded with the work that they do, but they have had some very good moments, and last week was one example of that.
Yeah, we've improved each week, I think, defensively, and have had to do it with some young players, and those young players are getting better. That's what you would expect, young players to keep getting better, and we have a couple of, we only really have a couple seniors on defense. I mean, Ben Petrie's hurt, and Kyle Murray's out there every down, and he's providing us some leadership there. And of course, Tom Gallagher as a captain, as a junior, but we're very young over there. And but they're hungry and they want to learn. They're eager to practice, and it's making a difference.
On the offensive side, I want to bring up somebody who has some individual potential of getting some accolades, and that being Brendan Irving, because a big game last week, finally gets that breakout long distance touchdown, and now has put himself at least in range of potentially his third straight 1,000-yard season. Is that something that I know that the team obviously comes first, but the more success he has, it really does translate to the team?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a go-to guy. The players do rally around him, and, he's fighting through these hamstrings, and I told him maybe it's a growth spurt. Maybe he's going to be 6'1" after all, but, he's fighting through it every week and showing up on game day and giving us a great effort. He's remarkable young man.
Where do you think the passing game is right now? Because obviously it's been a difficult season to really gauge, but it seems like Tyler Sterner, despite being deep on the depth chart coming into the season, has given you stability there and also seems to have a poise in that position that you may not expect with somebody who started so late.
He's one cool cucumber, Tyler, and he goes about his business that way. He's never too high. He's never too low. Throws the drop back game very well. As I told you last week, he's a very accurate passer. And, we've kind of tweaked some things that we're doing to put it in his wheelhouse to give him the best chance for success. And, I think we saw that the last 2 weeks. I think there's a, we're seeing improvement, and hopefully today we take yet one more step.
It's a road game against an FDU Forum team that they have something to play for right now, too, because with their closing stretch, if they can get two more wins, it's their most successful season in some time and shows that they're going in the right direction. What sort of things do you expect out of them that will cause you trouble?
Well, they'll be very emotional, for sure, because they're at home, and this is their last home game for their seniors. Defensively, their secondary is very veteran. They have a lot of experience back there, and that's where they've had success defensively. Against Lycoming, I think they had three picks. And then offensively, when they get going, their offense is similar to King's. When they get going, they can get on a roll and move the ball very quickly down the field. And so I know our defense has been concerned about the way they can move the ball quickly down the field with their RPOs. But we have a good plan, so we're ready.
Last question for you, Coach, is about the fact that we're closing in on towards the end of the season and recruits have gotten an opportunity to see the program. And what sort of message are you able to send those recruits right now that are coming in to take a look at LVC?
Well, I think the key thing with recruits looking at us right now is to see how hard our kids play, how hard our coaches coach on the sideline, that this team is still very together. And, I think when you come and stand at a football game to watch that, I think that can be exciting as a player to want to be a part of that. Obviously, too, they have to see the academic side of things at our school and be interested in the programs we have. And we have a gorgeous campus, great facilities, and I think they see that as well. And we have a bright future. It's getting to be a little bit exciting right now is just to see us grow.
Good luck today, Coach.
Thank you.
Lebanon Valley head football coach Joe Beeler back with more after this in 2 minutes on the pregame show here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numba Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection. A traveling exhibition from Syracuse University, this showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
LVC has several community programs to explore an education. The Senior Citizen Scholar Program is for persons 62 years of age and older. The LVC High School Scholar Program is for qualified high school students who may attend daytime classes during the fall and spring semesters. For more information, check out lvc.edu.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
It's Christmas at the Valley on Sunday, December the 4th. Come back for this time-treasured holiday tradition as LVC celebrates the joys of the season. Performances on Sunday, December 4th at Miller Chapel, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's Christmas at the Valley, Sunday, December 4th. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
Welcome back to Robert T. Shields Field here on the campus of FDU Florham. Brian Kaiser along with Steve Leedy. 20th matchup between Lebanon Valley College and FDU Florham. And both these teams come into this game level at 2-5 in the MAC and 2-6 overall. As we take a look at the MAC schedule for today, Wilkes is at Stevenson, who remains undefeated and a game ahead of Albright in the standings overall. Albright is hosting winless Misericordia. Lycoming is at Delaware Valley, and Widener is at Kings in what probably is the marquee matchup if you've got one this week in the MAC. But everyone's eyes right now on Stevenson to see if they can continue undefeated on the season. We'll step out for station identification here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Wigan Buckle Theater at LVC is back in action with Kiss Me, Kate. You're sure to enjoy your night in the theater as this comedic musical unfolds before your eyes. Set in the 1940s, Kiss Me, Kate is about a cast putting on a new musical version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. However, their opening night begins with a few obstacles. Kiss Me, Kate begins at the Leedy Theater on Friday, October 28th. For more information, WiganBuckle.com.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Welcome back. We are underway here as the kickoff will go to Gavel at the 15-yard line as LVC gets the football first. Gavel still on his feet, spins around the 30-yard line. We tackled out to the 35-yard line, and that's where the LVC offense will start this football game.
Brian Kaiser with Steve Leedy here. Lebanon Valley College starts this way with junior Tyler Sterner at the controls. He's got Brendan Irving, the senior tailback, along with Evan Lysak, the junior fullback. A couple of senior wide receivers in Travis Saylor and Michael Gavel. Dylan Berbrick is your starter, the junior tight end. Offensive line of senior left tackle Ryan Kingsell. Sophomore left guard Logan Stover. Center is senior Bryant Weller. Sophomore right guard is Scott Werner. And Bob Van Horn is the senior starter at right tackle.
Baxter in the eye. Handoff's going to go to Irving, the second man, and he is going to go nowhere. A lot of red shirts in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of a yard.
Expect FDU Florham to go very heavy on trying to load up against the run a week ago in their loss to Delaware Valley. Lost 50-21. They gave up 245 yards on the ground in that loss. Also turned the ball over three times. So keep an eye on that. LVC wants to pound the ball out on the ground today like they did a week ago against Misericordia.
High backfield slot, right side handoff. Going to go to Irving, trying to get around the corner on the right. He's going to be pushed out of bounds, out close to the 40-yard line. We'll see where they mark him out. Going to be a gain of a few. It'll be second down, or rather third down, and seven.
308 rushing yards, four touchdowns a week ago against Misericordia. Now they turn their attention to the second worst rush defense in the conference. 204 yards per game allowed by the Devils defensively. And for LVC, after a week ago, they have now reassumed the lead in the conference with 214 rush yards per game. This is a matchup that should on paper favor LVC, but Sterner will be tested now in the air.
Sterner has to roll to the left side. Will throw on the run. It's wise. It's caught for a first down just across the 45, which was the line to gain. Give him the 46. It's a gain of 8 in the first down for LVC.
Fourth catch of the year for the sure-handed sophomore out of Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Gary Wise is running very simple out pattern. The corner gave him room on that side. Here's the FDU Florham defense with Ryan Sullivan, Tim Brown, Bill Medby, and Cindy Abalo up front. It is Giovanni Achura, Isaiah Turner, Michael Ferranti, the linebackers, Mike Brown, Jaleel Tyson, Troy Scales, Liam Casey, the secondary.
And off to Irving, right up the middle, has a hole, and it's going to be...
Sterner actually keeping the ball that time. Good play fake, and it picked them up 6 yards on the carry as the opportunity for Sterner presented itself. Sterner not known as the fleetest of foot. I mean, he's not Tim Peroni running the football back there. What they get out of them, though, is a very, very poised individual just in his second start at the varsity level.
So they're into Devil's territory here at the 47-yard line, second down and three. Eye backfield, Sterner under center, wide to either side here. Handoff is going to go to Irving, goes right up the middle and runs into a wall. Going to go nowhere. It'll be third and three.
I think this third down play, though, very easily could be a run back the other direction. LVC does like to run the ball back to the right side. But that being said, I think they're confident enough now in Tyler Sterner that they trust him to come out, roll out this direction, make a decision on a throw down the field. You also have Ryan Fink checking in for the first game at tailback for LVC, a guy who's a good blocker off the edge but also can catch the ball out of the backfield if necessary.
Wide outs to either side. It's going to be a draw give up the middle, and it's going to be a first down for LVC. And again, that is Ryan Fink.
And that's that play that I was expecting. That little delay on the right side, very well set up. The left side of the offensive line doing a good job of selling pass blocking. Right side of the offensive line engaging their blocks, moving people out of the way against a team that was looking for a pass.
So first and 10 LVC, they've got a pretty good drive going here to get this game underway. Wide to either side, eye backfield. It's going to be play fake. Sterner looking to throw deep down the middle, and it's going to be well overthrown. Looking to get it downfield to Peroni, who was the closest receiver in the area.
And Dylan Berberick also in the same area. I'm not sure who he was throwing to, but neither one of them was going to outrun veteran coverage. And that's one of the things that Coach Beeler said in the pregame show about this FDU Florham secondary. It is a veteran group. Do not expect them to be fooled very often. They will give up some stuff, but usually it's in front.
Slot right, eye backfield, second and 10, handoff. Irving going right, has a hole, has a first down, and he's going to be tackled at the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 14 yards, best run of the day for Irving, and it's a first down for LVC.
Rush defense for teams that struggle in that area. Many times, it's just like a Band-Aid. Sometimes when they are able to fix something up, it's pretty easy to rip it off, though. And all you need is that little crease. And that's exactly what they gave Irving on the right-hand side. A little bit of a crease, not a lot of room. But Irving, being very quick to the hole, is able to hit that and exploit it.
Wide to either side. Eye backfield. Handoff again goes to Irving. Going to the right. Now cuts back left as the almost a first down as he gets close to the 15-yard line. That's a gain of 9. And it'll be second and 1 for LVC.
Picking up some yardage now on the ground with big chunks. Big chunks is what this team is looking for in the running game as Irving will come out for a play and get a little bit of a breather. 5 carries, 27 yards to start this game for Brendan Irving, exactly the way that LVC needed to get going on the road to try to get things started early.
Second down and 1. John Jones is the deep man this time. He's going to get the give up the middle, sheds a tackle, gets the first down at the 10 and tackled at the 7, trying to come back over to the right side of the field.
Troy Scales, the second leading tackler on this team, makes the stop. Problem for this squad, outside of Isaiah Turner, their middle linebacker, the guys who make most of the tackles are in the secondary. And that means you've got some issues in terms of the guys up front being able to make tackles and really hold guys up blocking-wise. And it also means that secondary very, very busy in trying to lend help in run support. And you see the strong safety makes the stop there down the field.
Jones still in there as the deep man gets the give going left, now spinning around, and he's going to push and fight his way into the end.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
John Jones scores on a 7-yard touchdown run on second down and goal from the 7-yard line. An extra point up and good, and LVC takes a 7-0 lead.
That drive, 11 plays, 65 yards, took 5 minutes and 8 seconds off the clock. A good mix of timely passing plays, but mostly on the ground, as it was Irving starting things off on the drive with 5 carries for 27 yards, and then John Jones, the hammer, comes in and knocks down the last 15 yards on the last 2 carries, slamming in from 8 yards out. Hey, this is exactly what you would expect from LVC. Coming on the road, you want to control the clock. You want to control the pace and tempo of the game. This is a team that does so well in time of possession, in yards rushing, and they establish what they want to do early on against a team that struggles in both those areas.
Eric Swankowski, Raj Gulati back to receive the kickoff. There it goes. It's deep. It's going to get back to Swankowski at the 2-yard line, runs out to the 15, the 20, and he'll be tackled across the 25 to the 26-yard line.
Let's take a look at the FDU Florham offense. Jagger Green is said to be getting the start today for them. He missed part of the entire last contest and got injured in the game before that against Kings. The sophomore has been excellent this year with 200-300-yard performances throwing the football. Robert Young, the sophomore running back, but this team really struggles in the ground game.
The Green in a shotgun here. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Play action. He's going to look to throw. Looking to throw deep across the middle, and it is going to be caught. A one-handed grab by Iswan Mobley. And it is a first down for FDU Florham at the LVC 38-yard line.
Ason Mobley, his 39th catch of the year, just gets right down the seam, and the safeties were split apart. He's able to find the opening. He's a senior, Michael Panzerino. He's a sophomore wide receiver who's a starter. Eric Swankowski, the senior wide receiver on the other side, and John Pellegrini, a freshman tight end. This team likes to air the ball out.
Spread formation here is going to be a handoff, though, to Young, the running back up the middle. Gets 3 yards to the 35-yard line.
Offensive line from left to right for FDU Florham. Robert Coyle, Justin Ballard, Matt Marcazzo, Jason DeBalso, and Matt Fennelly. It's a veteran unit up front in the middle, as all 3 of the interior guys are seniors, a couple of juniors at the tackles.
Well, it's second down and 7. Young in the backfield. It's going to be a quick throw. That is, again, to Mobley, and he's going to be strung out for no gain or maybe a gain of a yard. That is all.
And this is not where FDU Florham has been successful this season. It's where LVC would love to have this team continue to try to live, is in the ground game. On the season, dead last in the conference at under 80 yards per game for the Devils running game.
3 receivers out to the right side here on 3rd down and 6. Going to be a pump fake now, rolling. Is Greeny throws it down. It is caught, 30-yard line. I think they're going to have enough for the first down. Needed to get to the 29-yard line. That was Panzerino, the receiver.
And that's a heady play from the sophomore, because they were trying to fake a flanker screen on the outside, and Panzerino would sneak behind that play. It wasn't open, so Panzerino kept working back, came back in front of where the line of scrimmage was, and FDU Florham's like, wait a second, that should be a first down. Why do we have the chains not moving? And the referees finally look at it and go, yeah, we agree. We told them to move, and they didn't do it yet. So back underway. But Panzerino makes that catch and then realizes he needs to stay in play. Instead of ducking out of bounds, which you see a lot of people do, he comes and picks it up, spinning back.
It's going to go. It's a quick, that was a quick pass, I believe, to Galati. And he's going to be run out of bounds after a gain of 3 yards. It's one of those, he's running across the formation, and it's just a quick touch pass after the quarterback gets the snap.
He's a sophomore who's had now 17 touches in the offensive end of the field and has only picked up 25 yards on that combination of touches. So they have not found a way. They're trying to find a way to use Raj Gulati in the offensive scheme, but have not done so yet in an effective manner.
Iannone is now in the backfield. Jagger Green in the shotgun here. 2 receivers to either side. Man in motion. It's going to be a play fake. Green looking to throw, looking down, and it's caught, and it's going to be close. It is into the end zone. Iannone with the touchdown catch from out of the backfield, and it's a 28-yard strike. And FDU Florham is a point, extra point away from tying this game.
They run the wheel route as they run a deep route on the outside to clear out the corner. That means Iannone coming out of the backfield, the freshman running back, his 13th catch of the year, his first touchdown reception, and he's able to beat linebacker coverage down that left-hand side with it vacated by the corner. That means it's one-on-one on that side, and Jagger Green, in the absence the last few weeks because of the injury against Kings, he has picked up right where he left off throwing the football for this team. Outstanding drive to answer the LVC touchdown. That drive, 6 plays, 74 yards, 2 minutes and 34 seconds, primarily done in the air. And they run the swinging gate.
It is going to be a
disaster.
Well, that was Ryan Wilson who ended up with the football. And I'm not sure what he wanted to do with it, what he tried to do with it. It just wasn't good, we'll say.
That would be something that you would describe as being maybe on a senior day, you allow your seniors to draw something up that is the most disastrous-looking thing and say, why not run it? We're 2-6 on the season, because otherwise I have no idea what they were trying to do.
So we'll take a 30-second timeout. 7-11 left to play in the first quarter. It's LVC 7, FDU Forum 6 back after this on Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
Welcome back. We are at Robert T. Shields Field on the Campus FDU Forum. LVC leads 7-6, thanks to the really ugly conversion attempt by the Devils. They will kick it off here. Going to be run under by Gavel at the 20-yard line to the 30, 35, and it'll be put down just short of the 40-yard line. So a good return, good field position here for the LVC offense.
Well, Steve, going into this contest, it was a question about which end of the statistics we're going to hold. Both these teams very low in scoring in the conference. FDU Forum 8th, LVC 9th, at averaging less than 17 points a game for each of these teams. But defensively, they have struggled a lot more. LVC improving a little bit after last week, which is 27 points per game, still middle of the conference at 6. FDU Forum has really been blitzed the last 3 weeks, giving up 50, 52, and 59 the last 3 weeks of the season.
Fink gets the give going around the right side, trying to cut back to the middle, but gets a nice gain on first down, about 8 yards. It'll be second and 2.
And this really four-headed monster that LVC has in the backfield continues to get carries and get opportunities, as you've got Irving, Fink, Jones. We'll probably even see some of Steve Salerno in the backfield for Lebanon Valley today. The Flying Dutchman under Coach Joe Beeler, still the offensive coordinator for this team as well, loves that running game and likes to keep his guys fresh.
High backfield again is Robinson in front of Fink. Sterner under center here with wide out to the left side of the formation. Actually, wing end wide to the left, second and 2. Handoff. Fink bounces it to the middle, gets the first down, rolls to the 49-yard line in game 3.
There's a gashing run to the right side, and this is the side of the field that LVC many times likes to run the ball behind. And they have used Bob Van Horn's senior experience over here on the right-hand side to really try to clear a little bit of the way. Bob Van Horn, a kid who has waited his turn, backing up Bryant Weller at center for the last 3 years, and now this year finally getting his opportunity, sliding out to the right side at tackle, and has done a very good job in the last few weeks.
Isaac and Irving back in there in the eye, but it's a play fake. Cerner looking to throw deep down the side, and there's a lot of contact down there. Looking to get it to Travis Saylor, but he and the defensive back just kind of bumped into each other the whole way down.
There's great coverage on that play. As Michael Ferranti, who is listed as a linebacker in this setup, but he plays more of a corner position for this team, as they play pretty much the same defense that LVC does. They run what looks like a 4-2-5 with five guys in the secondary. Ferranti is a guy standing stride for stride, and at no time was Saylor open. He kind of gave up on the route early.
Going to be handoff to Irving on second down and 10. Finds a hole on the left, now cuts back to the middle, and he's going to have a first down for LVC inside the 40-yard line, just inside the 39. That's just enough to move the chains.
And the ability to run the ball out of the delay against this team. This is one of the teams in the conference that every single season it seems like LVC has been able to effectively run that delay on passing situations. Their ability to do that allows them to take some chances on first down, knowing that maybe they can make it up on second.
Slot right, wide left, hand up though to Irving up the middle, and he's just going to bounce his way forward for about 4 yards to the 35.
Some initial contact up front, and finally Jose Caceres, a freshman defensive tackle, able to combine on the stop for the Devils. But LVC, I have a feeling, Steve, we're in for a lot of points on the scoreboard today, at least as many as a game that's going to be fast-paced is going to allow.
Second down and 6 at the 35-yard line of FDU Florham. Wideouts to either side. Irving, the deep man, gets the give right up the middle, trying to spin his way to the left, but it was a good tackle by the defender, and it's going to be a gain of 3.
Troy Scales, the strong safety again, coming up in run support. He and Liam Casey do a lot of work back there with run support and really anchoring this defense in the back. And they've needed these guys to give them whatever defensive stability that they've had this season. Scales is a senior, small of size, but big of heart, and the Devils have desperately needed his assistance.
They're down and 3. The handoff is going to go up the middle, and it's going to be not enough for the first down. Running it for LVC is Salerno.
Salerno, a 218-pounder out of Hasbro Heights, New Jersey, gets the opportunity in short yardage, and LVC is going to go for it here on fourth down. Definitely too far away for Marcus Brown to really take a good shot at this one. So it would be about a 47-yard field goal. LVC on the season has tried for fourth downs more than anybody else in the conference, 11 of 27 overall.
Robinson and Salerno in the backfield, but it's going to be Sterner just keeping it and pushing forward. He gets the first down. Gets a gain of 2. He needed 1 first down. Flying Dutchman.
I think one of the things that scared LVC about a handoff in that situation was how quickly the Devils' defense got off the edges on the previous play. They got penetration. They didn't want any issues there. So you got a 329-pound four-year starter at center. Why not just have your quarterback follow him right up the gut? He does so. Good block by Weller to shield off enough for Sterner to pick it up.
First down and 10 at the 28-yard line. High backfield, slot right side. Sterner's going to have to roll that way. Throws on the run, and the catch is made by Gavel right around the 20-yard line as he's falling out of bounds.
Accurate throw on the run, too, from Sterner, putting it in the place where his guy is going to make the catch. There's no danger of anything else. And a good sell on the play fake because you had the left defensive end on this side, Ryan Sullivan, bought into it. Went to the inside, and because of that, Sterner was able to get the edge and a passing lane.
Makes it a second down and 1 for LVC. Eye backfield wide to either side. Handoff goes to Irving, trying to duck underneath right up the middle through all the traffic. Gets the first down to the 17-yard line. He got 2, needed 1.
Anyone who doesn't think that Brendan Irving doesn't have some strength didn't watch a play like that where he's hit right at the line of scrimmage and is able to step through that and just use those thighs to push himself forward through that contact and pick up the first down. This is play number 11 of this drive for LVC.
John Jones in as the deep man in the eye this time. Slot left, wide right. First and 10 at the 17-yard line. Handoff to Jones, and he is swarmed on right at the line of scrimmage.
Only way to stop John Jones, Steve, is if you get him to go laterally. Make him slow down that momentum, and when he does that, you cut him low. Excellent team defense from FDU Florham to be able to stop John Jones, the guy who scored the touchdown on the initial drive of the game for the Dutchman.
12th play of the drive here for LVC. But we've got a timeout taken by Lebanon Valley, so we'll take timeout as well. 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. It's LVC 7, FDU Florham 6. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
the LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
Welcome back, Robert T. Shields Field here on the campus of FDU Florham. They're in Morristown, New Jersey. 7-6, LVC with the lead here over the home Devils with a second down and 10 upcoming here for LVC at the FDU Florham 17-yard line. Dutchman will come out with a slot to the right side, wide left, high backfield. Jones is still the deep man. Robinson, the fullback behind Sterner, quarterback, who is under center now. He's going to roll over to the right side, looking into the end zone, and it is caught. Gavel caught it. Are they going to say he got his foot down?
He did. It's whether or not they give him credit for it. They're going to talk about it on the backside. They're talking about whether or not the foot was down with possession. Yes, it is. That's a tremendous catch from Michael Gavel in the right corner of the end zone. Ball thrown, again, right where it needed to be to give him a chance to make a catch before the contact came. And Gavel, with excellent concentration as the defender came over and was able to contact him, send him towards the boundary, but not soon enough before he was able to keep that foot in bounds and maintain possession of the football. LVC, two drives, two scores.
A 17-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Sterner to Michael Gavel. And here is Marcus Brown to try the extra point. Snap, hold, kick, up, and good. Timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:26 left to play in the first quarter. It is LVC 14, FDU Florham 6. Back in 30 seconds after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numa Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection. A traveling exhibition from Syracuse University, this showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Welcome back to FDU Florham at Robert T. Shields Field. 14-6, LVC with the lead over the Devils that last drive, Brian.
12 plays, 60 yards, 5 minutes and 38 seconds. The second straight long touchdown drive for the Flying Dutchman, who have put together touchdown drives of 5 minutes and 8 seconds, 5 minutes and 38 seconds, 11 plays and 12 plays, predominantly on the ground, but the Tyler Sterner touchdown pass is third of the season and the third touchdown catch for Michael Gavel.
Nick Bentz will kick it off. It's going to be Swankowski with the return out across the 20-yard line, but there's flags thrown everywhere.
Some illegality coming up here against the Devils, and that's going to cost them some yardage. Let's take a look at the MAC scoreboard. Stevenson, 14-0 lead already on Wilkes. Two short fields, two Williams touchdown passes. Just 5 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Stevenson well on their way to their ninth straight victory to start the season. Upset brewing in Delaware Valley. Of course, it's early, but Chase Whiteman's four-yard touchdown run has Lycoming up on Delaware Valley by a score of 7-0, 4:33 left to go in the first quarter. Kings is on the move right now, but Widener already a 10-0 lead on the road. 8:28 left to go in the first quarter there. And Albright has already given up a touchdown to Misericordia, as Albright, each quarterback has a touchdown pass, but Albright made their extra point. They're up 7-6 on Misericordia, 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
Three to the left, one to the right here for Jagger Green, who's in the shotgun with Young beside him in the backfield. Play fake, looking to throw. Throwing back into the flats on the left side. That's caught by Swankowski, and he's able to run forward for about 4 yards to the 19.
And it's a good read that time from Jagger Green, the quarterback, because he looks down the field. His wide receiver on that side goes deep. That means it's one-on-one coverage slot receiver against Tommy Garner, the linebacker, but Garner does well to make the stop.
Two to each side here on second down and five. Handoff goes up the middle of the running back, Young, and he's going to be close to the first down. And they're going to point him, wave him forward. It's going to be a first down.
That's good news for FDU Florham, because the last thing you want is a short yardage situation for this running game where the opposing team knows that it's coming.
First down at the 24-yard line of FDU Florham. Handoff this time will go to Iannone, and he's going to try to get to the outside. Still on his feet. He's still on his feet. I thought he pitched it for a second, but he got about 12 yards over to the 37-yard line, 38-yard line, and a first down for the Devils.
The freshman's just 5'7", able to keep his footing on the play and maintain his balance.
They're going really quick here, trying to push the pace. First and 10 at the 38-yard line of FDU Florham. Devils trail here 14-6. Last play probably of the first quarter if they snap it at all.
They're not going to.
Yep, 2-1, and that is it. So that takes us to the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Our score after one, it's 11 at Valley College, 14, FDU Florham 6. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numba Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection. A traveling exhibition from Syracuse University, this showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
LVC has several community programs to explore an education. The Senior Citizen Scholar Program is for persons 62 years of age and older. The LVC High School Scholar Program is for qualified high school students who may attend daytime classes during the fall and spring semesters. For more information, check out lvc.edu.
First quarter in the books here at 14-6 LVC in the lead. Handoff to Iannone on first down for FDU Florham. He's juking and jiving in the backfield, but can't get too much, maybe 2 yards to the 40-yard line.
Let's take a look at the starting defense for LVC. Austin McGuire, Ryan Johnson, Trent Donlin, Guy Zimmerman, three sophomores and a junior up front. Tommy Garner, Alex Trujillo, and Tom Gallagher, the all-junior linebacking corps with Mike Gilger, Spencer Mose, the junior corners, Brendan Yetter, the freshman free safety. The only senior starter, Kyle Murray, the senior out of Sayville, New York, is the leading tackler on the team at 7 a game.
Slot left, wide right, Jagger Green in the shotgun. Will pitch it. Iannone trying to go left, now cuts back to the middle, finds a hole, 45, and he's going to be short of the first down. We got a flag thrown. That's down at about the 44-yard line.
And that's backside of the play, which makes you think that this is going to be against FDU Florham from an illegal block. I didn't see any hands up around the face mask, which would be the other thing that I would think at that stage where that play was. But some sort of an illegal block coming up here against the Devils. Maybe a chop block of some sort.
Yep, and it's going to be a chop block.
They're going to catch. That's going to be Darren James picking up the penalty. Not on our two deep, but apparently was on theirs. Regardless of what it is, it stops the momentum of the FDU Florham drive. And this is where, you know, coaches will talk about mistakes, and a lot of people will mistakenly think that they're talking only about turnovers. Penalties are drive killers, and there's one that really could end up ending the momentum of this drive for FDU Florham. Already had a first down, and we're looking to pick up another one, and instead, now they have to go to the air.
Yep, second down and 19, although they're pretty comfortable at least going to the air. Slot left, wide right, Green, back to pass, plenty of time. Now he's going to have to run to the left side, still looking downfield, has the time, throws on the money, going to pick up about 10 yards. It'll be third and 10.
I mean, I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Jagger Green. As he hits pins and Zarino with the reception. Great job there of just maintaining his footing, knowing that he doesn't want to run the ball down the field, wants to try to pick up chunks through the air, and waits for something to develop, finds a passing lane, and delivers a strike.
Green, 6 for 6, 62 yards so far. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, on third down and 9.
Got to get some pressure here if you're LVC.
Young in the backfield as a sidecar to the right. There's the snap, looking to throw deep down the middle, and it is going to be intercepted. It is picked off by LVC.
Kyle Murray's first pick of the year, and the senior has a present delivered by Jagger Green, but we do have an injured LVC player on the other side of the field as Jermaine McQueen, the other senior who's on the depth chart for LVC, lays at the 26-yard line, but the Flying Dutchman able to create the turnover as Kyle Murray picks it off. Not a place where LVC has had much success this season. As for the secondary, that's only the third pick by a defensive back this season. They do have interceptions by all three of their starting linebackers have picked up 4 of them between them. But turnovers is not an area where LVC has been very successful this season. They have not forced a lot of miscues from the opposing team. And that's where a week ago they were very successful picking up 3 turnovers in the game against Misericordia to help buoy the team when they needed some help.
And McQueen is going to need a little bit of help. He just rolled over onto his back. So we will take an injury timeout. 12:56 left to play in the first half. It's LVC 14, FDU Florham 6. Back in 30 seconds after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
Welcome back. Robert Shields Field here in Morristown, New Jersey, where LVC leads FDU Florham 14-6. And thanks to that interception, LVC with the football on their own 42-yard line. Here's a play fake. It's going to be a pass downfield to Saylor. It's caught 30-yard line, and he's down to the 27-yard line. They faked the reverse, and Sterner held onto the football the whole time and threw it downfield. Nobody was on Saylor.
And the reverse actually helped pick up the block because Gavel on the fake to him coming around the backside, he's able to pick up the backside defensive end who was getting pressure, giving the clean pocket for Sterner to step up and throw down the field, and nobody picking up Travis Saylor until he's got a 30-yard gain.
And off goes to Irving, trying to cut his way right up the middle, and he does a nice job getting down to the 20-yard line, a gain of 8 yards for Irving. That was his 10th carry of the game. He's got 54 by my count.
He continues to just pile up the yardage at this point, and Irving, you know, we'll talk about his accolades as this game goes on. He's a guy that he has to average over the next 2 weeks 142 yards per game to pick up 1,000 yards for the third straight season. That would be the first time that's ever happened in LVC history.
He's going to get the handoff on second down and 2, and he ran into a big bear hug by
Tim Brown.
Yeah.
Tim Brown absolutely closes the door. 285 pounds of junior defensive tackle being a wall in front of Brendan Irving that he just couldn't get around.
Loss of 2 on the play. Third down and 4. Back to the 22. That's going to be 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. High backfield. Jones is the deep man this time for the Flying Dutchman. Sterner under center. Devils showing blitz. They're coming. Sterner rolls away from it. Looks for Gavel, and it is caught, but he is out of bounds. They were looking to get it down the right sideline there, and he just ran out of real estate. Was able to come up with it, but not in bounds.
Ball was floated very nicely on that side as they were looking desperately for something to happen over on that side. They're seeing Sterner get opportunities in the passing game, and you're having one-on-one matchups, and part of that's because of how FDU Florham has to concentrate so much on stopping the run that they're getting one-on-one matchups down the field. And unfortunately for LVC, it was complete, but just a half a step too late.
Marcus Brown in to try a 40-yard field goal right down the center.
Would be his longest of the year. 3 for 4, 28 yards, though, is his longest, but he's got the leg for it.
Snap, the hold, the kick was up, and it had the leg, and I think it was good, but it was blown off because of a delay of game penalty against LVC. Oh, that's killer.
When he puts the ball through the uprights like he just did, you know, and it was a low line drive kick that now will cause the coach some question about what they should do.
I think
you got to send the offense back out. Missed opportunity on that for LVC.
Yeah, I think 40 is about the range of Brown.
He could make it, but you don't have to here. You've got a lead, and the offense is moving the ball well, and LVC has called a timeout. It gives us an opportunity to take a look at the scoreboard and the MAC. A couple of games tightening up. Stevenson now finds their lead over Wilkes, cut to 14-7. 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. A William Deamer 42-yard touchdown catch for Wilkes. Lycoming continues to lead Delaware Valley in a rapidly moving game like this one is. 13 minutes left to go in the second quarter in that Chase Whiteman touchdown run, the only scoring of the game for either team. Widener has 2 Chris Randall touchdown runs. They have a 17-7 lead on King's College with 3:30 left to go in the first quarter. Zach Whitehead, the bright spot for Kings this season with his quarterbacking, has thrown another touchdown pass for them. And Albright, after struggling a little bit early to extend off of Misericordia, with 12 and a half minutes left to go in the second quarter, they have scored yet again. It's 22-6. Albright with the lead on winless Misericordia.
There's a 4th down and 9 now after that delay of game penalty. Slot left, wide right, Fink in the backfield.
Corey Keene is wide to the left. He's been a trusted target.
Sterner looking deep down the right side, and Saylor was there, but it's going to be knocked away. The coverage was there for FDU. Florham incomplete, and the Devils take over on downs. Here with 10:54 to play in the first half, 14-6, LVC with the lead.
Michael Ferranti with the coverage on the play for FDU Florham. And correct me if I'm wrong on this one, Steve, but that play, Saylor went down the field. He's waiting for the ball to get there. I feel like he tried to play possum on that one instead of going and getting the ball. And I think it's a mistake by Saylor because he went for the ball and at the last second tried to maybe convince the defensive back that the ball wasn't coming to him. And it was too late by that time. Ferranti picked up the ball and knocked it away.
It was just a hard thing because the ball was coming to one spot, and Saylor knew where it was going, and he had to wait about 3 seconds for it. Handoff goes to Young on first down, right at the middle. Nothing doing there for Young.
It's also a place, too, for Saylor. You see the ball coming. You've got time to go for it. You're 6'3". You're against 5'7" as the defender. Go up and get that football. And I didn't think that was enough of a play for Saylor unless he just didn't see the ball coming. The sun is coming from that direction, so it's possible that maybe he didn't get his sight of the ball, but otherwise very curious why he didn't go after that ball harder.
Three receivers left, one to the right. Jagger Green in the shotgun. Play action. Now he's going to run to the left side. He'll pick up a few yards. He's clubbed down at the 32-yard line. That's a gain of about 5 yards. It'll be 3rd down and 5.
Dylan Lobach, a freshman out of New Tripoli, Pennsylvania, has become a trusted a defensive substitute for this team, and a guy that they have been trying to get a lot more time out there on the field for, as he just seems to make good plays when he's out there.
Three receivers to the right side this time, one to the left. Green now looks over to the sideline, gets the adjusted play call.
Let's see if Coach Pantalone sends any pressure on this one, because I think they've got to throw Green off of his game and off of his spot. Can't have him have a clean pocket to step up into.
Three right, one left. Green has time in the pocket. Will throw deep down the left sideline, but he overthrows the intended receiver. That's Panzerino, and it'll be punt time here for the Devils.
Just enough chaos around the pocket to force Green to throw that ball, I think, a little bit early. I think maybe a touch gun shy on that one because he had time to wait for that play to develop and just threw that ball too early.
Macheski is the punter. He's the do-everything kicker for this Devils team. Tim Schumacher is back for LVC, and there's the kick. It's going to bounce at the 40-yard line and takes a little bit of an FDU form bounce, but only down to the 36-yard line. That's where it checks up, and LVC's offense will retake the field here, leading 14-6 with 9:10 left to play in the first half.
Dylan Lobach got a lot of pressure on that one, almost blocked that one for LVC. Let's see if LVC, the Dutchman, can go back to the ground game that's been successful so far and try to get a two-score advantage on this possession. Already 96 yards on the ground for LVC, led by Brendan Irving's 53.
Wide to both sides, eye backfield. Irving is the deep man. It's a delay give going backside of the play, and Irving's going to get maybe a yard to the 37-yard line.
A lot of guys around the line of scrimmage. You've got pretty much 10 in the box on that play with a tight formation for LVC. You had two tight ends in the contest and an opportunity for Irving to try to see which team is stronger up front. On that play, it was FDU Florham. I would look for them to go play action here on second down and try to test them down the field. I think they have an idea they can get something deep.
Going to be Sterner, quarterback keeper. Fake the handoff to Fink, goes right up the middle, but doesn't have very much. And he gets another yard. It'll be third and eight.
They had a different idea, and that was to try to take advantage of a defense that might be thinking pass and try to run that read option. But on back-to-back plays, the leaky FDU Florham run defense has found the plug for the dam.
Call a gain of two. Third and seven here for the Flying Dutchman. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Fink in the backfield. Sterner rolls out in some trouble, and he is going to be sacked back at the 28-yard line.
Combining on the sack, that looks like Sidney Abalo and Trey Smith, who come in defensively and put the pressure on Tyler Sterner. Good decision not to throw the ball. There wasn't anything there for him. It was going to be under duress, and we'll see Spencer Moser to punt for the first time.
So Moser to punt it away. Back deep to receive is Mobley for the Devils. There's the snap. Mosley has the time. We'll put the nice kick to it. It's going to go towards nobody. It's going to bounce at the 35-yard line and come to a stop at the 25. So not a bad punt there from Moser, and FDU will take over at the 25-yard line.
Coming up next week will be the season ender for LVC. We're back at Arnold Field. 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:45 will be the pregame. It is the longtime rival, the Albright Lions, coming to town. We'll see if the day before Thanksgiving is a day off. Will we have a march to Kreiderheim this season? We'll find out next week as LVC takes on Albright.
First down and 10 for FDU Florham here. It's going to be a handoff. That goes to Young, trying to stretch it over to the right sideline. Does get there, but LVC does a nice job of stringing that out the whole way. But we've got a late flag thrown here at the end of the play.
Young's just desperately looking for some place to cut back, and there was nowhere to go. And Young doesn't have the greatest of speed either. He's a power running back.
We're going to have a personal foul against FDU.
Wow, Justin Ballard, the left guard, called for a personal foul. I'm sure when you say personal foul, there's going to be some sort of explanation required by the head coach of the home team. And it's exactly what we're seeing at this point. We're just having a little conversation right now about what went on.
So let's see where this ball is going to be thrown back to. The 13, it looks like. So Young got a yard on the carry, and the penalty minus 13 back to the 13, because it's half the distance back to the goal line. So it is second down and 22. Left, Green.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
Young on third down, just ran it for about a yard as it was third down and 29 after the sack. And now a fourth down situation as FDU Florham has to kick it out of their own end zone.
See, they put the pressure on again. I think they're going to set up a return more than anything else here to try to ensure good field position.
Kick is going to go. That's Cramp that fields it at the 48, goes up across the 40, 35, and down to the 30-yard line.
Give Tim Schumacher a ton of credit, too, as one of the two return men on the play. He recognizes that the one lone gunner on that left-hand side had a beat on Cramp as he's trying to catch that football. And Schumacher peels off, goes to the other side, picks up the lead block, and allows a great return of 22 yards for Jared Cramp back to the 30-yard line.
So LVC here starting at the FDU 30-yard line. High backfield, slot left. Handoff is going to go to Irving, going left. Now cuts up the middle. He's got room. He's got daylight. He's hobbling into the end zone for the touchdown. Almost looked like he had a hamstring twinge on that run.
Well, he's been playing on weakened hamstrings pretty much most of the season, but he's been fighting through it. And on those long yardage plays where he breaks through, we saw it a week ago on the 79-yard touchdown run against Misericordia at the very end. His hamstrings just don't want to let him go. And on this play as well, he bursts into the end zone at the very end, pulls up a little bit gimpy, but a 30-yard touchdown, the second touchdown run of the season for Irving, and touchdown runs on back-to-back weeks give LVC a 14-point lead.
High snap, and it's going to have to be eaten by the holder, Dallas Arner.
Dallas Arner did what he could, but was surrounded by that one. But LVC gets the touchdown, one play, 30 yards, 7 seconds, and LVC retakes a 14-point lead of 20-6.
All right, we'll take timeout. 5:02 left to play in the first half. It's LVC 20, FDU Florham 6, back in 30 seconds after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
Well, a good stand by the defense and then a one-play drive by Brendan Irving right up the middle for 30 yards and a touchdown. It puts LVC in front by two scores here with 5:02 left to play before halftime.
We'll see if he's able to come back in the game as he may have tweaked that hamstring again. He just is a tough guy and just wants to fight through things. Knowing his senior year, he wants to do as much as he can to help his team. 14 carries, 84 yards, and a touchdown. LVC with that lead.
Swankowski at the 6-yard line, returns it across the 20 and stopped at the 27-yard line. So FDU Florham will try to make it a one-score game here before halftime.
Swankowski finding out why the kickoff return, one of the more violent plays in the game of football, he's running full bore straight up the wedge and all of a sudden just hits solid bodies in front of him, two or three of them just, and stopped him cold on the return.
So it's going to be first down and 10 for FDU Florham at their own 27. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Pump fake. Green has to step up in the pocket now, rolling and will try to keep it himself and goes up the middle, gets what he can to the 30-yard line, a gain of three.
Coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at LVC sports in the fall and also preview the ones coming up in the winter. Some of those sports have already started, so we'll get a full update on everything that's going on in LVC as far as athletics, and we will also take a look at the MAC scoreboard as well as the statistics. Can't even get that one out. Statistical wrap-up of the first half of play. That's coming up at the half.
Second down and seven. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Green, and it's going to be a flag. This is going to be motion against FDU Florham. Looked like the guy lined up the widest on the right side. Took off maybe a half step early.
And I'm going to tell you right now, though, Steve, this FDU Florham team has some experience in some places, but one place they don't have experience, and that is at the quarterback position as far as, you know, seniority. I think they're in good shape, though. Jagger Green has acquitted himself very well this season, averages 225 yards per contest throwing the football, and they even have a backup in Joey McCain, a transfer from Jacksonville University, who a week ago threw for 279 yards in a losing effort against Delaware Valley University. So he's a redshirt sophomore as well. They're in good shape at the quarterback position.
Slap both sides, pass across the middle. It's tipped, and it is intercepted. Trujillo with it for LVC, and it's going to be a red zone opportunity here for the Flying Dutchman off the tip pass.
As I just say that Jagger Green is putting them in good position, he throws a ball across the middle of the field, the one place you can't throw the ball on those crossing routes. You cannot force your receiver to have to reach back behind him to make that play, and it compounds itself when they do because the ball very seldom is caught. It tips up in the air, slows things down, goes off the hands of the freshman running back Iannone and into the hands for the second pick of the year of the junior linebacker Alex Trujillo. The transfer out of Naples, Florida has put LVC in the red zone.
And Irving back in there. He gets the give. Try it right up the middle again. And this time, nothing doing for Irving.
I mean, seriously, how tough has Brendan Irving been all season long? We saw him in the preseason looking as good as he's looked. Played against Dickinson, and they only allowed him to have like three carries because he took two of them to the house from long range. And you're just sitting there going, he may run for 2,000 this year at this rate. But the injuries have slowed him down enough that he just is really fighting and gutting for everything.
Nine, starter rolling. Will throw on the run, and it's incomplete. Gavel trying to go down to the carpet and pick it up, but could not come up with it. It'll be third down and nine.
The difference between Tyler Sterner, though, throwing the football, and what we saw earlier this season with Tim Peroni and Tyler Cottle is that Sterner is throwing passes where his player can make a play, and if they don't, normally the other team can't do anything with it. It's not going to be a turnover. A ball that was thrown maybe a little bit low for Gamble, but in a place where the defensive back could not do anything.
Irving, I think, got hosed out of his yard. He gained on first down. They never moved the actual down marker, so it's third and 10. Irving will get the handoff, though. He cuts back to the left, has some room, 15, 10, 5, and going to be tackled at the 5-yard line. Gain of 13.
Nothing left on that play, too, because I want to tell you, a healthy Brendan Irving scores on that play. He's not healthy. Those hamstrings are just letting him down at this point, and at the very end of that play, he pulls up Gimpy at the 5-yard line. He's able to be brought down. I mean, a gutsy effort from Irving, and LVC has a first and goal at the 5 as a result.
Brendan Irving, 15 carries for 96 yards in this game. So we'll take timeout. 2:51 left to play in the first half. It's LVC 20, FDU Florham 6, back in 30 seconds after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
First down and goal here for LVC. The Flying Dutchman lead 20-6 here at FDU Florham. going to be Salerno as the deep man in the eye here. Everybody in tight for the Flying Dutchman. It's going to be Salerno up the middle. He's hit down low and has to backtrack and try a second surge, but he's not going to get anything. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe, if not loses a yard.
And I really think this is imperative at this point for LVC to bang this one into the end zone. You've got an opportunity here to try to put this game up by three scores. And a timeout called as FDU Florham wants to save some time for themselves at the end of this first half. So, you know, it's been a good first half running the football. And the other thing, Steve, that LVC has been able to do here in the first half is they have been able to force turnovers. And that's something that they have not done all season long for the most part. And when you force turnovers, you give your offense short fields. When you don't force turnovers, many times you have to go a long way. And for this LVC offense this season, that has been tough to do, because they're so dependent and have been so dependent for much of the season on the running game that one mistake, whether it be a missed block, whether it be a penalty, sometimes even an incomplete pass, would stymie a drive for the Flying Dutchman offense. So these short fields have been very helpful for the Flying Dutchman O to try to score some more points here in half number one.
Fink's going to be the deep man on the second and goal from the 6-yard line. Winging wide to the left side. Fink's going to run that way. Finds a little hole and tries to spin through it, and he's going to be down to the 1-yard line.
Some good hard-nosed running. And I think also, Steve, that this, as there's the final timeout here for FDU Florham, but this is an opportunity now for FDU Florham to just – it's third down and one. Can you get the stop here? Can you get your crowd energized? And I think that LVC, they're going to take two pops at it here. There's no reason whatsoever not to, if you don't make it here on third and goal at the one, unless you lose yardage. There's no reason for you to kick the field goal here other than to go up by three scores. But I think they feel confident enough right now in what they're doing that they're going to go after this touchdown and try to go up by three touchdowns.
So the football is resting just basically right smack on the 1-yard line. So they got to go a little teeny bit less than 3 feet here to punch it in. Fink's going to be the deep man. Wise is wide to the left side, but it's just going to be burrowed up and into the end zone for the touchdown. I think that was Sterner just keeping it himself.
Well, we talked about that earlier with you've got a 329-pound center in Bryant Weller, 6'4" senior out of James Creek, Pennsylvania. He's a big enough guy that he can just lead the way for his quarterback and Sterner with his first touchdown run of the season behind his senior center.
26-6 LVC, as it's going to be Marcus Brown to try the extra point. There's the snap, hold, kick on the way. It is good. We'll take timeout. 2:29 left to play in the first half. It's LVC 27, FDU Florham 6. Back in 30 seconds, you're in the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Now LVC with another short field, and they cash in for the touchdown. Here a 1-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Tyler Sterner. And it's 27-6 LVC.
That drive, 6 plays, 18 yards, minute 15 seconds off the clock, and really, the key play of the drive is what started the whole thing. The interception by Alex Trujillo that sets everything up for LVC in the red zone. A good Brendan Irving touchdown run, or from the first down run helps set things up too.
Swankowski misplays the kickoff. It is still on the turf, and it's just going to be a scrum to see who comes up with this football. That was a disaster for the Devils, and FDU Florham comes up with the football. But man, that was playing with fire there.
Folks, that's why this team is 2-6. Nathan Scales is the guy who ends up going back and getting that football at the end, but that's horrible communication from the return team. You have two guys looking at each other, neither one going and getting the ball. When they went back and got it, Keystone Cops information is distributed, is neither one able to pick it up cleanly. They bobble it, and finally it's at the 5.
I think the best thing about that is afterwards somebody in the crowd here down in front of us yelled, "Take a knee." And up goes the Young on first down from the 6. He's able to push it out across the 10, the 15, and gets close to a first down. Matter of fact, they're going to give him the first down.
You don't use all three of your timeouts if you're going to take a knee, even if you're back at your own 5-yard line, and that's a good drive starter for the Devils, and a necessary one as they gash for their best run of the game.
Gain of 11 yards out to the 17-yard line. Just under 2 minutes and counting here in the first half. LVC leading 27-6. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Handoff is going to go up the middle again. I believe that's Young again. He's going to get to the 20-yard line.
Although this is curious, though. If you are going to call your timeouts and you're down by 3 scores, why not come out of here and actually throw the football? Very curious. Call from Brian Suresh, the head coach here for FDU Florham, taking their good old time here. I think the fact that they're back at their own 5 scared them enough, but if I'm down 3 scores, I'm taking some chances.
Second down and 7 at the Devils' own 20-yard line, taking plenty of the play clock here as Green looks over the sideline, adjusts the play call, and it's just going to be another handoff up the middle to Young, and he's going to get maybe 3-4 yards. And then finally stopped at the 25-yard line. And looks like FDU Florham just going to be happy to go into the locker room here, down by 21.
And it's just curious for me, Steve, but I think maybe a little gun shy, because when you see a play like that on the kickoff return, it makes you think that your team's not focused the way they need to be, and you have to regroup. LVC actually toyed with maybe calling a timeout here, but decided not to. It's because they're already up 21 points.
Taking plenty of time here, 30 seconds on the game clock, 9 seconds on the play clock, 3rd down and 2.
Maybe you had one of the coaches down in the sideline screaming, "Take a knee." It's been close.
Yeah, handoff goes up the middle. That's going to be Young. Gets the first down, but it's not going to matter too much.
Yeah, we're basically at halftime, and no reason for FDU Florham to run another play, much to the chagrin of the wide receivers that are out there who are very frustrated the fact that they're going to take this into the locker room down 27-6.
So the last 5 seconds will tick off the clock, and we will reach halftime. A good one for LVC as we will take timeout. Our score at halftime is LVC 27, FDU Florham 6. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's Christmas at the Valley on Sunday, December the 4th. Come back for this time-treasured holiday tradition as LVC celebrates the joys of the season. Performances on Sunday, December 4th at Miller Chapel, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's Christmas at the Valley, Sunday, December 4th. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
Lebanon Valley College presents the annual Vail Music and Media Conference set for Sunday, November 19th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Lebanon Valley College. It's Central PA's finest student-run multimedia conference, open to everyone, but you must register. The event will take place at the Blair Music Center. Meet and hear discussions from professionals in the music industry and the digital media business. That's Saturday, November 19th at LVC. To register or for more information, go to lvc.edu or email marti@lvc.edu.
The Wigan Buckle Theater at LVC is back in action with Kiss Me, Kate. You're sure to enjoy your night in the theater as this comedic musical unfolds before your eyes. Set in the 1940s, Kiss Me, Kate is about a cast putting on a new musical version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. However, their opening night begins with a few obstacles. Kiss Me, Kate begins at the Leedy Theater on Friday, October 28th. For more information, WiganBuckle.com.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numba Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection. A traveling exhibition from Syracuse University, this showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
And welcome here at halftime. It is Lebanon Valley College 27, Fairleigh Dickinson Florham University 6 at the half here at Robert T. Shields Field. Brian Kaiser with you here on the halftime show. Let's take a look around the rest of the MAC at halftime. And we'll also take a look at the conference as well. Stevenson on the season, 7-0 coming in. They'll close next week at Lycoming, but this week, their final home game, they host 2-6 Wilkes, and it is a 14-7 lead only for the Mustangs in the first half with 7.5 minutes left to go in that first half of play. Two early drives for Stevenson resulted in two Daniel Williams touchdown passes as they had short fields, and they had a 14-0 lead just 5 minutes into the game. But a William Deemer 42-yard touchdown pass reception got Wilkes back within 7. And that is the score as we speak between Stevenson and Wilkes. Lycoming led early against Delaware Valley, but two 80-yard touchdown plays for Delaware Valley, one a touchdown pass and the other a Devontae Ellis touchdown run, have given the Aggies a 14-7 lead with 3 minutes left to go in the first half against Lycoming. Delaware Valley coming in 5-2, Lycoming in that tie. That glut of teams right now, we'll look at it 2-5 in the conference race. Widener continues to maintain a 17-7 lead on King's College. 4 minutes left to go in the first half of that game. Chris Randall, two touchdown runs there for the Pride. And next week's opponent for LVC, struggling as we speak to put away Misericordia with... Didn't see how much time was left in that one in the first half. But Albright, two touchdown passes for their quarterback, Vignola. There's two touchdown passes also for Misericordia's quarterback, Chrisiak. And make that a third one now for Vignola just before halftime as they're about a minute to go in the first half. And Albright now up 29-14 in that contest. The passing stats for Albright in the first half, Vignola is 13 of 15, 79 yards is all they've thrown for, but all three touchdown passes have gone to Williams in half number one. So Albright has at least extended that lead as we speak. Looks like Stevenson is going to win the conference if they can win their last two. And those games are just 7-point lead against Wilkes right now, and then at Lycoming next week. So the schedule is favorable for Stevenson. How much they can do if they do win the conference and make the NCAAs has yet to be seen. Albright 6-1, the one team that can probably catch them with some help. And they, of course, have LVC next week and their game with Misericordia right now. Delaware Valley and Widener are a game back of Albright. They play each other next week at Widener. Kings can try to make it make their highest rise in the standings in quite some time. They're 4-3 right now. Fortunately for them, losing to Widener, they'd have to beat Widener and win at Wilkes next week to end the season in order to move up to even as high as third potentially in the pecking order. Lycoming, FDU Florham, LVC, Wilkes, all 2-5 in the conference. So out of those teams, LVC looking good right now. The other three teams all losing as we speak, although Wilkes and Lycoming still in their games. Misericordia 0-7. They will finish last place in the conference no matter what. They host FDU Forum a week from now. But for LVC, if you can win two straight games to end the season, depending on what happens elsewhere, there is the potential to finish maybe even as high as fifth, tied for fifth in the conference, but more than likely that would get you to sixth place. But considering where this team was, it would be a big improvement from where it looked like they were going to be. That will depend on the rest of this game, where LVC leads 27-6, and also next week's contest. That will be back home against Albright, the big rivalry game, and LVC will host that game at 1 o'clock with a 12:45 pregame. We'll be on the air. John Wilsbach will be back on the air for that one. I may or may not be there, depending on my schedule. I'm still working one other thing out to see if I can make that game, but if not, Steve Leedy will be there as well on the call of that game. Let's take a look at what's going on right now for LVC. Let's wrap up some of the sports and update you on those. The fall sports winding to a close. Cross country under head coach James O'Brien. The men this year, 6 out of 16 at the MAC Championships that happened back on October 29th. Nick Scullin was an All-American because of his 8th place finish there. For the women, 4th out of 16 in the MAC. That matches what they were trying to do coming into the season. And Hannah Keurig, her 15th place finish, was the highest on the team. Golf doesn't really start in full blow until the spring, but freshman Thomas Moran in the few events that were held during the fall showed a little bit of mettle. He was a conference golfer of the week with a runner-up finish at the LVC Dutchman Invite and his winner in the final tournament of the year in Alvernia. And for LVC's golf team, looking like it could be a good spring as they won the Gettysburg Fall Invite as well as the LVC Dutchman Invite and had several top five finishes besides those. Go to field hockey. They ended their season 11-7 under head coach Amber Corcoran. They lost to Messiah on Wednesday night in the conference semis by a score of 4-0. That losing to Messiah in the conference semis is going to be a constant theme, unfortunately, for Dutchman teams as we go through the rest of these. Maddie Fox, she is a junior midfielder, made first-team all-conference for the third straight year. We'll have a chance next year to make it four in a row. And Rachel Gorman, also a junior defender, was first-team all-conference. Two others for the women's field hockey team were able to make the all-conference team in second and honorable mention manner. Women's volleyball, 21-10 under head coach Wayne Perry. They lost to Messiah in straight sets on Wednesday night in the conference semis. But Greta Weidemeyer, fourth time all-conference first team, ends her tremendous career with LVC and the women's volleyball program. A tremendous career for Greta, and really doing tremendous things for that volleyball team. Jess Ataya, all-conference first team as well for the women's volleyball team this season. We go to women's soccer. They ended their season this Wednesday night as they lost to number 5 team in the country, Messiah, 2-0 in the MAC semis. 12-6 on the season under head coach Todd Hofford in his second season on the bench. Sammy Moss, first team All-MAC, and two others made the All-Conference team as well, but Moss with 19 goals for the forward for LVC. The men's soccer team, though, is playing this evening over at Messiah. The number 2 team in the country is Messiah. And LVC, under head coach Charlie Grimes, beat Alvernia this past Thursday in the MAC semifinals 2-0. Austin Freeman with a brace in that game. And NCAA tournament possibility is there for this team at 14-3 overall. 8 players were named All-Conference earlier this week, including first-team appearances by midfielder Alex Detweiler and defender Riley Catcher. So good luck to the men's soccer team tonight as they play against Messiah. May even see if I can sneak over there for that one and check that one out. Should be a tremendous contest. Messiah won the earlier meeting this year between the two teams, but the men's soccer team with an opportunity to do something that very few teams do, and that is knock Messiah off on the soccer field. So that recaps the fall, and along with the football team, that ends the fall sports. But looking at the spring sports that are coming up, swimming is underway as the men beat Cabrini yesterday 108-84. The women lost by 10 to Cabrini 107.5-97.5. They're at Wilkes today as we speak, and that game is going on. Men's ice hockey and women's ice hockey, they've got a doubleheader tonight over at Hershey Park Arena at the Old Barn. Don Parsons heads up the men's ice hockey team, 0-2-1, as they had a tough start against Stonehill with a win and a tie in the first game. And then number 5, Hobart, was the opponent last night, as LVC losing that game 6-2. Tonight, they are against Elmira. The women's ice hockey team in their first season under Isabel Menard looking for their first win, 0-3 so far. They lost last night to Sacred Heart. They get a rematch today at 4 o'clock. So 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, the ice hockey games for LVC. And we're getting set for women's and men's basketball. Looking first at the women's basketball team, ranked number 5 in the preseason in the MAC Commonwealth Conference. And we will have our first broadcast of women's basketball coming up on Tuesday, November 15th, as the LVC women will take on Elizabethtown. As it should be an interesting season, to say the least, for LVC. And the Flying Dutchman will then, after that, have the Renzo Marquette tournament coming up, as it should be for LVC. It's a changing of the guard, as a lot of the players who were in there previously, who had been recruited by Todd Gutkowski, now it is Amy Sakaitis' group almost exclusively at this point, and she's got a lot of returning size inside, including Lexi Lance and Taylor Troutman to come back for that team this coming season. We'll see what the women are able to do. On the men's side of things, they are ranked number 2 in the preseason, the MAC Commonwealth, and junior Andy Orr is a preseason All-American coming into this year. The 6'7" swingman is somebody to keep your eye on. They will start also on Tuesday, November 15th, in an interesting contest for them. They will be at Division I George Mason down in Virginia to start off the season before coming back home for the Renzo Marquette tournament on November 19th and 20th. We invite everyone out for that tournament of games as well. Our first time to see the men on WMSS will be on November 27th, a Sunday afternoon. A really great contest in a non-conference against F&M. And that will be on November 27th, our first doubleheader of basketball for LVC on 91.1 FM will be on November 30th, a Wednesday night, as Widener is at LVC. Our score here at the half is Lebanon Valley College 27, FTU Forum 6. Steve will be back with the statistics of the first half after 2 minutes here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC has several community programs to explore in education. The Senior Citizen Scholar Program is for persons 62 years of age and older. The LVC High School Scholar Program is for qualified high school students who may attend daytime classes during the fall and spring semesters. For more information, check out lvc.edu.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
Welcome back. We are Robert T. Shields Field here on the campus of Fairleigh Dickinson University at Florham. 27-7 LVC leading FTU Florham, or rather 27-6 LVC leading FTU Florham here at halftime. Look at the halftime statistics in this one. First for FTU Florham, rushing, Robert Young, 9 carries for 34 yards. Steve Iannone with 3 for 23. Jagger Green, the quarterback, has 3 carries for 4 yards. Raj Gulati, 1 for 3. Sawan Mobley, 1 for 1. Receiving for FDU Florham, Mike Panzerino, 2 catches, 16 yards. Sawan Mobley, 1 for 36. Iannone, 1 for 25. Swankowski, 1 for 5. Jagger Green, the quarterback, 5 for 8. 82 yards through 2 interceptions in the first half. For LVC, rushing the football, Brennan Irving, 16 carries for 97 yards in the first half. Ryan Fink, 4 for 24. John Jones, 3 for 15. Tyler Sterner, 4 for 4. Peroni, 1 for 2. And Salerno has 1 for minus 1. Receiving for LVC, Gavel, 2 catches, 27 yards. Travis Saylor, 1 for 30. Gary Wise had 1 for 8. Tyler Sterner was 4 for 9 passing for 65 yards in the first half, and he did have the one touchdown pass. Team totals, comparing both teams, first downs, LVC with a 12-7 edge. Rushing yardage, LVC with 29 carries, 141 yards. FDU Florham 17 for just 65. Net passing yards, FDU Florham with the lead there, 82-65 for LVC. Total offensive output in the first half, LVC with the edge, 206 to 147 yards of total offense. Another key stat in the game is the 2 interceptions thrown by FDU Florham, and they were converted into 2 touchdowns for the Flying Dutchman in the first half. Scoring recap, 9:52 to play in the first quarter. John Jones went 7 yards for the touchdown. Marcus Brown's extra point made it 7-0 in favor of LVC. FDU Florham then returned serve with a Steve Iannone 25-yard touchdown reception from Jagger Green. The extra point or conversion or whatever FDU Florham attempted there with everybody lined out to the left, and they tried one of those funky conversion plays, but regardless, it was no good. It was 7-6 LVC at that point. Then with 1:26 left to play in the first quarter, Michael Gavel, an 18-yard touchdown reception from Tyler Sterner. Brown's extra point made it 14-6. That was the score after one. Then with 5:02 left to play in the first half, Brendan Irving, a 30-yard touchdown run, a bad snap, and LVC could not tack on the extra point. It was 20-6. And then with 2:29 left to play in the half, it was Tyler Sterner, a 1-yard touchdown run. Marcus Brown nailed the extra point. That gives us our score here at halftime of 27-6 in favor of LVC. Both teams making their way back to the field, so we will take timeout. Again, our score at halftime, it is 11 to Valley College, 27. FDU Florham 6, back in 60 seconds after this here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's Christmas at the Valley on Sunday, December the 4th. Come back for this time-treasured holiday tradition as LVC celebrates the joys of the season. Performances on Sunday, December 4th at Miller Chapel, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's Christmas at the Valley, Sunday, December 4th. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
Lebanon Valley College presents the annual Vail Music and Media Conference set for Sunday, November 19th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Lebanon Valley College. It's Central PA's finest student-run multimedia conference, open to everyone, but you must register. The event will take place at the Blair Music Center. Meet and hear discussions from professionals in the music industry and the digital media business. That's Saturday, November 19th at LVC. To register or for more information, go to lvc.edu or email marti@lvc.edu.
Welcome back. We are at Robert T. Shields Field here on the campus of FDU Florham in New Jersey. LVC making the trip worth it so far here. 27-6. They have a 3-touchdown lead here at halftime.
And the guy we have to focus on, assuming he can come back out in the second half and play, is Brendan Irving. And this is why. For Irving, we talked about the possibility of making 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Well, let's take the smaller thing as far as the milestone, the easier one to pick up here first. With 97 yards in the first half, Brendan Irving is now 48 yards away from the all-time rushing mark for LVC that was set by Ben Giles, who now is an assistant coach on this team as well. And that number is 3,925 yards for the career. Irving now just 48 yards away from that, and the LVC coaching staff is aware of that. So if he can go in the second half, look for them to try to get him that career rushing record before next week's game.
The LVC will kick off to start the second half here. Bentz will kick it off. Swankowski will be the deep man back to receive for FDU Florham. Swankowski will run under it right at the goal line. He'll take it out. 10, 15, heading to the far sideline. He'll get knocked down right around the 20. We call it the 21, maybe.
FDU Florham in the first half, after giving up the last touchdown to LVC after an interception, they came out and they used all their time not to try to get the ball back. Had a miscue on the kickoff, put them back at the 5-yard line, and then curiously did not try to do anything to score at the end of that first half. That means they better have regrouped here. This has to be a scoring drive, I think, for them to stay in this game.
Dagger Green will have a pair of sidecars, one on each side. Slot to the left side, handoff going to go to Iannone, going to the right side, trying to get to the sideline. He'll be thrown out after a short gain. Give him 2 yards with the 24.
I think this team really likes Iannone running the football, and they've got young running backs, Iannone a freshman, Robert Young a sophomore. I think each one of them gives a little bit of a different look. With Young at 225 pounds, he's the pounder between the tackles. Iannone gives him a little burst around the outside. You know, from skill position situations, I think this FDU team has some potential in the upcoming years to come because they are extremely young in their backfield.
Slot left, wide right. Again, the double sidecar look with Jagger Green, the quarterback in the shotgun, flanked by his two running backs. Second and 7. Handoff going to go to Young. No, it's going to be play action. Looking to throw it, and he throws it to Young. Complete 30-yard line. LVC does well to collapse to prevent him from getting the first down yardage at the 30.
He had probably at least 15 yards of green in front of him when he caught that ball. And it tells you how quickly Kyle Murray was able to erase the space on the field. The little dump to Young was the perfect play. Except you've got a ball-seeking missile back there at strong safety for LVC in Kyle Murray that stops him short.
Third and 1 at the 31-yard line. Handoff going to go to Young, and he is going to get wrapped up in the backfield. He's going to lose about 3 yards on the carry, and FDU Florham's going to have to punt the football away.
Alex Trujillo and Tommy Garner get in the hole and make something happen. Great job of penetration in the offensive line for FDU Florham. Does not get the job done. That's why this team can't run the ball consistently, because when you're asked to in a key running situation to pick up a yard, the offensive line fails for the Devils.
Chesky to punt it away. He'll kick it. He'll kick it towards the sideline and bounces back into the field of play, but FDU Florham will swarm it. No chance for a return, and the ball will come to a rest at the LVC 40-yard line. So with 12:42 left to play in the third quarter, LVC gets the football back, leading 27-6.
Steve, shocking updated score on our MAC scoreboard. Halftime score down at Stevenson. It is all tied between Stevenson and Wilkes at 14 apiece, as Wilkes came back from an early deficit to tie that game up. Lebanon Valley at, Delaware Valley now up 21-7 on Lycoming, and that is at the half as well.
And off on first down, that goes to Irving trying to get to the right side, sheds a tackle, and will get out to the 48-yard line. Another tough run by Irving, but that's another 8 to add to the total.
And we're going to continue monitoring that, because he's going to go until he can't go, I think. More than anything else, that's what I would expect of him right now, is just to do whatever they possibly can to keep Brendan Irving, who's one of the toughest kids you're going to find out there, just working and trying to pick up what he can. Don't think that this team in the locker room didn't talk about what he needs in the second half to break that mark.
Has 105 yards on the afternoon with that run. He's going to get the give again here on second and two, and he's not going to add to it that time. He gets wrapped out of bounds.
Isaiah Turner, the sophomore middle linebacker, who on the season for the Devils defense has over 10 tackles per game, and you can see why. Outstanding burst in seeing. He flows very well in space over to that side, and when nobody is able to come down and be able to pick him up on a block, it's him one-on-one against the running back. I think this team likes his chances at making that stop every time.
Everybody in close here. Salerno's the deep man. Sterner takes it, handoff. Salerno up the middle, spins around, and he will get the first down to the 47-yard line.
Contacted as they went for the ball on the way by in the hole, right around the line of scrimmage, and Salerno just spins away from that contact and is able to fall forward for a 5-yard pickup. Enough for that first down. Keep those chains moving, and LVC with the lead continues to work the ground game.
Irving back in there as the deep man in the eye. Sterner under center, wide to either side. First and 10 at the 47 of FDU Florham. Motion over to the right side, so two receivers that way. Irving goes to the left side with a run, cuts back to the middle, and he'll get turned back at the 41-yard line, another 6 yards for Brendan Irving.
And another hit from Isaiah Turner, who erases what looked like it could have been a bigger play. Irving had some room to the outside, cut it back to the inside, and never saw Turner coming, but some good blocking up front by the LVC offensive line creates another chunk play on first down. And when you're picking up 6, 8, 9 yards on first down, it makes the play calling a lot easier on that second and third down play.
High backfield again, wide to either side. Now Gavel comes in motion, so two to the right. Sterner. Play fake, looking to throw, looking across the middle, and he had Gavel. He just could not come up with the football. That's a pass that Gavel should have caught.
Yeah, that's a drop by the senior, but he's been the trusted receiver, I think, more than anyone else for Tyler Sterner, who has been looking for Gavel, and Gavel predominantly. Good route run across the middle. The ball delivered exactly where it needed to be. Gavel just didn't hold on to the football.
Sets up a third down and 4 here for LVC at the FDU Florham 41. Fink's going to be in the backfield with Sterner, who's in the shotgun here. Slot to both sides. A 4-wide look. Peroni comes in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Peroni on the end of route. He's going to cut back and fight forward, and it's going to be close.
I think he's got it, and the reason he's got it is almost entirely because of the right tackle, Bob Van Horn, who is a little bit shaken up after the play. But he got right on the back of the converted quarterback, Peroni, and pushed him forward about a yard forward for the first down. Great job by Van Horn. And you know how fast Peroni is, because in his time a quarterback had 55 carries for 280 yards, averaged about 5 yards per carry, and that time gets enough for an LVC first down.
High backfield at the 36-yard line. Handoff goes to Irving up the middle, breaks a tackle, and it'll be tackled forward to the 33 for another 3-yard gain.
And with that 3 yards, he's now 31 yards away from the all-time rushing record for LVC. Again, chasing Ben Giles' mark. He continues to pile up the numbers and carry number 20 already in this football game.
Second down and 7. At the FDU Florham 33-yard line. Again, LVC leads here 27-6. 9 minutes playing in the third quarter. Peroni in motion to the right side. So two receivers to that side. It's going to be handoff to Irving trying to get out to the left side. He had some daylight over there, but the last guy got him before he could reach the sideline.
I thought he had it that time. There was a lot of congestion inside. He was going to be able to bounce it to the outside, and Trey Smith reach up and grab him at the very end of the play and didn't let him go.
Down to the 28-yard line, so a gain of 6. Make it 5 on that play, so he's at 26 yards away. High backfield, handoff going to go to the fullback. That's Lysak with the give, and he is going to be short of the first down. Should be fourth down in about a half a yard.
I feel quarterback sneak here. They've been very successful with Weller just pulling straight forward in this situation.
Yeah, they're not wasting any time, and they are going to try to throw it or try to go right away, and a timeout going to be called by FDU Florham.
So Ryan Sarace sees it, knows he doesn't have the right guys in there, calls timeout because he knows how important the stop was going to be.
We'll take timeout as well. 8 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's LVC 27, FDU Florham 6. Back after this in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Wigan Buckle Theater at LVC is back in action with Kiss Me, Kate. You're sure to enjoy your night in the theater as this comedic musical unfolds before your eyes. Set in the 1940s, Kiss Me, Kate is about a cast putting on a new musical version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. However, their opening night begins with a few obstacles. Kiss Me, Kate begins at the Leedy Theater on Friday, October 28th. For more information, WiganBuckle.com.
Welcome back to Robert Shields Field here on the campus of FDU Florham in New Jersey. 8 minutes left to play in the third quarter here. LVC with a 27-6 lead over the hometown Devils.
Fourth down and 1. Chance for LVC to try to put this game away. Question is, after calling the timeout, do they go right back to the quarterback sneak, or do they try something tricky? If they would pitch it to Irving, he goes the distance, he would break the record on this play.
Fourth down and a half a yard. It's just going to be Sterner right up the middle, and he's got enough of an offensive line surge to get the first down. He's just shy of the 25-yard line. He only needed to get to probably the 26-yard line just to it. So it's going to be enough for the first down.
I've got Irving right now officially by the statistics that have been provided. 21 carries, 119 yards. He is exactly 26 yards away from the all-time mark, and they are 26 yards away from the end zone.
High backfield, first down and 10 at the 26. Handoff goes to Irving up the middle. Jukes back 20, 15, dragging a defender with him all the way down to the 13-yard line.
Another big play up the middle, gashing forward on that one, and Irving playing with a lot of fire out there. Already 22 carries for the senior running back. We saw him in the first half with the gimpy hamstrings pull up a few times. Have not seen that yet here in the second half. They'll give him a breather here with Ryan Fink replacing him.
They're at a 12-yard line, so that means he's 12 yards away from the rushing record. He will not get it here, though, as Irving is not in the game. It's Fink as the deep man in the eye. Slot right side. Sterner handoff. Fink going to the left. Gets to the edge. 10 and out of bounds around the 7. Yep, right out the 7-yard line. So a gain of 5 for Fink.
And Fink is that short yardage back who they really like to use. Haven't seen a lot of John Jones for a little bit, although he's over on the sideline. He's got the helmet on the head. So, I mean, he's ready to come in and go firing forward at this FDU defense if he gets the call. But it will be Fink, who already on the season has three touchdowns.
They gave him up to the 6-yard line, so second down and 4 from the 6-yard line. High backfield, slot to the right side again, and we've got a timeout taken by LVC. So we'll take timeout as well. 6:26 left to play, third quarter. Is Lebanon Valley College 27, FDU Florham 6. Back in 30 seconds after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
.626 left to go in the third quarter. LVC leads FDU Florham 27-6.
No change on the scoreboard anywhere else, as most of the games in the conference are just getting underway in the second half. This one seems to be the fastest moving out of all of them at this point, as it's been the ground control game of LVC that has been holding sway in this one. They've really established themselves with time of possession in this one, as already an 8-minute advantage almost in the game for LVC going into this play.
Peroni in at quarterback here in the Wildcat, going to take it to the left side, running with it, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Tim Peroni, a 6-yard touchdown run, and the Flying Dutchman have blown it open here. It's 33-6.
And the drive ends with exactly what you would expect, a running play, but this time they put Peroni in, and what he did so well as a quarterback was he was able to use his feet. And for Peroni, his 5th touchdown run of the season. LVC has extended the lead after a 13-play, 60-yard drive that took 6 minutes and 21 seconds. Peroni navigates the final 6 for the score.
It's Marcus Brown in for the extra point. There's the snap, hold, kick on the way, and it is good. We will take timeout. 6:21 left to play, third quarter. It's now LVC 34, FDU Florham 6. Back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics through gifts to the Blue and White Club. Alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
Back to Robert T. Shields Field here on the campus of FDU Florham. C. Lee, Brian Kaiser, John Hersher, studio engineer for this ball game this afternoon. Lexi Zimmer a little bit before. And it's 34-6 LVC here with 6:21 to go in the third.
Well, you go on the road. What you need to do is you have to jump out quick. You have to establish your tempo, your game plan. And that's exactly what FDU Florham has found LVC to have done in this game, is the Flying Dutchman have come in here and have scoring drives, the most recent one at 6 minutes and 21 seconds, but they have a couple other scoring drives in this game of 5 minutes and 8 seconds, 5 minutes and 38 seconds. Those drives were 11, 12 plays in this most recent one, 13 plays. The ball control working well for the Dutchman.
Swankowski fields the kickoff, 4-yard line, goes up the right sideline, and he is going to be hammered down. And going to be a lot of hooting and hollering over there on the LVC sideline for that shot.
Well, there should be. I mean, a tremendous job coming down in special teams, and I believe that was Wyatt McLeod, the freshman out of Fairless Hills. I was just talking to John about the lack of what we would call hammer hits, because they've given a word for that. That may actually end up being the hammer hit of the year. McLeod taking him down.
Football at the 30-yard line for FDU Florham. Green looking to throw, and it's going to be incomplete. looking to get it across the middle on the slant there. That was John Pellegrini they were looking to get.
Yeah, they have not used the 6'6 tight end in this game. He's had 33 catches on the season coming into this one. I think that's his first target.
Yeah.
Just a freshman. And you hear the youth of this team, and you know that there's going to be some connections to worry about in years to come.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Back to the pass is Green, going to throw to Brown out of the backfield over on the right side. He's going to be ridden out of bounds after a very short gain. Give him three. It's like 4 yards to the 34-yard line.
Tom Gallagher read the play extremely well. His responsibility was the back out of the backfield, make sure he got to the flat quickly. You know, Gallagher, I think statistically, has had what he would probably consider a disappointing season, but he always seems to be around the football and is such an important leader on this team as a junior captain.
Three to the left, one to the right, as Green looks over at the sideline here to get the change of the play. He'll take the snap. Rolling to the left. Looking downfield. Looking over the sideline. He's got a man. That's caught by Ryan Wilson. And it's going to be enough for a first down as he's taken out of bounds at the 46-yard line. A gain of 12.
Forgot all about Wilson just hiding over here on the left sideline as he gets down the field and just sits there waiting for his quarterback to see him. Defense goes away from him. And a first down play for FDU Florham as they're attempting to get back in this football game.
First and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Five wide look this time. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. And standing alone in the backfield is Jagger Green, the quarterback. He takes a snap. Quick throw. They're trying to set up the flanker screen to Panzerino. And he'll take it across midfield and should be close to a first down into LVC territory.
I don't know how well it was blocked, but Pellegrino did a great job of open field running after that, picking his way through a little bit of the traffic. In a way, it was sort of like having traffic cones out there and just weaving in and out of them. Because LVC never got a clean shot on him until he had enough to get close to the first down, just a yard shy.
Second down and one. Same play, or same formation here. A five wide look with three to the right, two to the left. Jagger Green in the shotgun on second and one. Green takes the snap. Quick throw across the middle, and that is caught at the 40-yard line. I believe that's Pellegrini, the tight end, for his first catch of the game and a first down.
You usually are able to pick up a 6'6 guy in the middle of the field who's going down the field, and that's exactly what he presents. You can also tell that some of the fans here are frustrated with how long it's taking because, and it's not the first time this has happened, because they're chanting the play clock extremely loud as it gets late in the actual time of it.
And we had a penalty, personal foul, after it's going to be a face mask against LVC.
So the mistake for LVC, already a first down, but it moves it an extra 15 and now gives FDU Florham an opportunity to try to get back a little closer in this game.
Takes it down to the 24-yard line.
Not any danger yet for LVC, but you don't want to give this team any momentum and give them a thought that they can come back in this game. But you still feel really comfortable with 28 if you're LVC.
Young in the backfield this time, along with Jagger Green, the quarterback for the Devils. Three receivers left, one to the right on first and 10. Green, shoulder shimmy. Now he'll throw down the middle of the field, and Pellegrini is wide open. Touchdown, FDU Florham, the tight end. Nobody on him down around the 5-yard line, and that was just a pitch and catch from Jagger Green to Pellegrini.
Well, it was Brendan Yetter, the freshman free safety, who's played extremely well this season. That one, he got fooled by Green. The pump fake made him commit up, and when he vacated that spot in the middle of the field, it allowed Pellegrini just to run right by him, and before anybody else could adjust to it, the ball was delivered by Green right on the money.
Jeske in for the PAT snap. Hold kick is on the way, and the kick is good. He snuck it in the left upright. We'll take timeout. 4:21 left to play, third quarter. It's LVC 34, FDU Forum 13. Back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numba Yasana, works from the Mary Knoll Collection. a traveling exhibition from Syracuse University. This showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Welcome back to FDU Florham, Robert Shields Field. LVC has a little bit of a lead cut away by FDU Florham, 34-13 on 24-yard touchdown pass from Jagger Green to the tight end, John Pellegrini.
And taking a look, because this could be the drive that does it for Brendan Irving, the LVC record book. Number one, Ben Giles, 3,924 yards career. Number two, Brendan Irving, who is just 11 yards behind him right now at 3,913. Charlie Parker, number three, at 3,707 yards. Rick Coleman, the only other person in LVC history to rush for over 3,000 in a career. He was at 3,106.
Gavel fields the kickoff at 13-yard line, heads over to the right side, gets to the sideline, and will be knocked out around the 40-yard line. So a good return by Gavel. And LVC will start on their own 40.
I think if you see Irving out here, I think you're going to know exactly what they're going to attempt to do. And that is they want to get him the record, and they want to get him the record now, and here he comes as the tailback. So I would be shocked if the first couple plays don't go to Irving to give him that chance behind this offensive line. Sorbin's in at right guard for the Flying Dutchman O.
High backfield handoff goes to Irving, cuts up the middle, and he'll push forward for 4 yards. His momentum was stopped, and they blew the whistle before the ball popped out.
Correct call by the officials that time, much to the chagrin of the home fans, but 4 more yards. Now it's single digits that Irving needs to try to break that record. Lee Amoros also in the game right now for LVC. He's over there at right tackle. Still have Weller. You have Kingshill and their usual positions at center and at left tackle. And over on the left side for LVC, I believe, is Jordan Zizek.
High backfield, wide to either side, second down and six. Peroni goes in motion to the right. And, oh, nope, it's going to be Sterner looking to throw. And he tries to get it over to the left side for, that was Eamon Blythe.
Eamon Blythe, the freshman out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, played his high school ball at Central Dauphin. Big win for Central Dauphin last night against State College in high school football. We had on our internet stream. Blythe just couldn't quite get out there and be able to turn in the right spot. Stern just under throwing him.
The third down and six here for LVC.
This is going to be a draw play. This could be the one.
High backfield. Peroni in motion to the left side. Sterner rolls, and he's going to have to tuck and looking to throw. Now pump fake. Now he'll run and slides across midfield to the 49-yard line of FDU Florham. That is a 7-yard gain and a first down.
Boy, they're enticing me right now with the play calling, because I'm thinking Irving, and they're thinking let's just pick up first downs right now. Great job by Sterner, pump faking just enough to make sure that the defense loosens, respects his passing opportunities, and then at that point is able to use the space to pick up the first down with his legs.
Slot right side, eye backfield. Here's the draw. Irving going up the middle, and he is going to be tackled after a gain of three to the 46-yard line. So he's now 5 yards away from breaking the record.
Yeah, 5 yards away, and I think this is where you just give number 49 one more crack at it here. See if you can pick up the first down. Try to pick up that record. Ben Giles was so explosive for this team, did it in so few carries. And Charlie Parker also, another guy who had huge seasons, but Brendan Irving has been consistent.
Wide either side, high backfield handoff goes to Irving up the middle, breaks a tackle, and he is going to dive forward, and he is going to be tied with Ben Giles for a 4-yard gain.
Not that gave him three, Steve.
No, he's at 46.
He was?
Yeah. 46 okay. to 42.
You're right, 144. So he is tied right now. He picks up a yard here, and this is a good time to use him. But Ryan Fink, the guy in the game for LVC. So Ben Giles, who's an assistant coach for LVC, will get to stand over there on the sideline and watch his record probably go by the wayside the next time that Irving touches the ball.
And it won't be on this play because he's not in there. It's going to be handoff to Fink, and he gets tied up right when he got the football and is able to spin forward and get a yard, but he's lucky he got that.
Question is, do you punt here?
Fourth down and two.
I would, because I don't mind how my defense is playing. That's not been the riverboat mentality of Joe Beeler over there on the sideline. I wouldn't be surprised if he allows this clock to go long and at the last minute snap the football. This will be time number 29 on the season they've gone for it on fourth down.
High backfield, wide to the left side. Handoff is going to go to Fink up the middle. He didn't get it. He tried to dive, and he got his ankles cut, and he's going to go down after maybe getting a half yard, but he needed a full 2 yards.
You're being way too generous. He didn't get a thing on that play. And the penetration up the middle from FDU Forum now will give them a shorter field to deal with. And LVC, with 53 seconds left to go here in the third, maintains a 34-13 lead.
We have an injured FDU Forum player down on the field.
Gives us a chance to try to take a look quickly at the scoreboard. Widener, with about 9.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter, has extended to a 23-7 lead on King's College. The Albright-Misericordia game, Albright had not blown the game open yet. Now they are starting to extend, now up 36-14 midway through the third. Lycoming, Delaware Valley. Lycoming had the early lead, 7-0 in that contest. Well, it's now 21-0, Delaware Valley. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. We'll get you an update on the Stevenson game that was tied with Wilkes at 14.5.
Snap, fumble, and it's going to just be picked up by Jagger Green. He has to dive on the football, but it's going to be a loss of about 11 yards on the mishandled snap.
And, Steve, we have had a shocking development at Stevenson. The ball was down at the Wilkes 11-yard line, and Daniel Williams doing something he very infrequently does. Throws an interception. It was returned all the way back to the Stevenson 1. Tabura, the quarterback, scores the 1-yard touchdown, and it is 21-14 Wilkes, 6 minutes left to go in the third at Stevenson.
Wow. Dagger Green in trouble, has to tuck and run on second and 21. He gets across 35 to 40 and tackled at the 44-yard line. So he gets 14 yards, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. So we will take timeout. Our score after three, it's LVC 34, FDU Florham 13. Back with the fourth quarter after 60 seconds here in the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC has several community programs to explore an education. The Senior Citizen Scholar Program is for persons 62 years of age and older. The LVC High School Scholar Program is for qualified high school students who may attend daytime classes during the fall and spring semesters. For more information, check out lvc.edu.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Third down and 7 for FDU Florham as we start the fourth quarter of play with the Devils down 21 here, 34-13. Slot right, wide left. Back is Green looking to throw down across the middle. It is caught, and it's going to be a first down for a gain of 11 yards. And diving forward with that football was Swankowski.
As Wilson.
Yeah, you're right.
Swankowski's on this side, but we have an injured LVC player behind the play on the backside on the pass rush. Spencer Moser disappointed in himself because I think he slipped a little bit trying to make his break to try to knock that ball away, and it made him just a split second late getting back to Wilson to try to make that stop.
Actually, that we're both wrong. It was Panzerina.
Panzerina?
One's two, one's three, one's nine, and with the dark numbers on maroon jerseys, it's
not helpful.
Not helpful when they're kind of slouched over and you're trying to read that number.
Not the easiest thing to do sometimes with some of these color coordinate and the color patterns that they've come up with. For LVC, the injured player, that's Tommy. Nope, that is not Tommy Garner. That's actually going to be one of the defensive linemen, Austin McGuire, the sophomore out of Lititz, Pennsylvania, who will walk off under his own power. It looks like he'll be okay. By the way, Alec Vignola, the junior quarterback for Albright that we're going to see a week from now. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:45 pregame next Saturday back at Arnold Field. He has four touchdown passes today against Misericordia.
Slot both sides here for FDU Florham on the LVC 45-yard line, first and 10. Young in the backfield is the sidecar to Jagger Green. He'll take a quick throw over to the right side. That's complete to Mobley, and he'll fight trying to get forward for the first down. Can't get there, 1 yard short. So a 9 yard gain for Mobley.
A lot of cushion over on this near side from Cody Davis. By the time he's trying to close on him, is not able to cut down the space on Mobley, who, again, very short and very close to a first down, but not quite there.
Second down and a yard. Three receivers left side. Young in the backfield. Jagger Green looks over towards the sideline. He'll take the snap. Looking for a quick throw, and it is caught again by Mobley. And he tiptoes out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Good enough for a first down.
Great adjustment from Green, too, because you had Dylan Lobach read that play at the linebacker position, so he got close to the passing lane. That ball had to be delivered high to make sure it was out of his passing lane, and Mobley was still able to grab the ball. Great job by Green seeing that on the fly.
Same formation, three left, one right. Green looking to throw, looking for Mobley again, and Mobley is going to be overthrown down the right sideline. It looked like Mobley put too much effort into maybe stiff-arming the defender away, and it took his momentum away, and he couldn't catch up to the ball.
They liked the one-on-one matchup with Moser. The problem is, over the top, Kyle Murray was there helping out in the deep safety, and he actually had the best beat on the ball initially, but didn't realize that the ball was going to be overthrown and had actually made him move towards the receiver.
Same formation again. Three to the left, one to the right. Young in the backfield. To the left of Jagger Green. Green takes a snap, rolls left side. Now he'll throw on the run. It is caught, and it's not going to be enough for the first down. And that is going to be Panzerino with the catch. It's going to be a gain of six.
Garner and Davis combine on the stop for LVC. And another good job in terms of stopping FU short of a first down. Good tackling defensively.
That's a gain of six. Third down, quick pass over to Mobley, caught 20-yard line. He gets towards the sideline. He's going to be knocked down just inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I think they should have been going with this a little bit more in this game. They're running some layered patterns where if LVC jumps the inside route, Green adjusts, goes to the outside route. He initially wanted his tight end on the play as he was looking inside for Pellegrini. Instead, ends up checking out to Mobley for the first.
First and goal at the 9-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right. Jagger Green in the backfield takes a snap, looking to throw. Tosses it, and it's tipped, and it is
picked off.
Is it intercepted?
Yes.
Yeah, it is intercepted.
Tommy Garner with a great job on the tip drill. Ball thrown behind, we said this before, ball thrown behind the intended receiver on a crossing route is trouble for the offense because that ball gets tipped in the air by a receiver trying to make a play, and Garner has the ball ricochet into his breadbasket and does a tremendous job of holding onto that football. Another pick, third of the game for LVC defensively, has stopped this drive cold in the red zone.
Garner fooled me because he didn't get up like like he made a play. He just handed the ball to the official.
He did something strange. He actually pretended he's been there before. And now LVC with the ball deep in their end. Brendan Irving already tied for the career rushing mark. Chance to break it here.
High backfield handoff. Irving picks his way through the middle, and he is going to have 1 yard. So he is going to break the all-time rushing mark for Lebanon Valley College, just 1 yard ahead of Ben Giles.
And congratulations to Brendan Irving for breaking that record. They take him out right away and put John Jones in place of him. Just one of the brightest kids, a guy who just has really meant a lot to not just the football team, but the community at Lebanon Valley College, and a very deserving guy to take over that rushing mark.
High backfield handoff goes to Jones up the middle, trying to fight forward, trying to get what he can here. It's not going to be much to the 10-yard line, so 2 yards there for Jones, and it'll be third down and 7.
And they gave Irving 2 on that play, so now for his career at LVC, he finds himself at 3,925 yards, which is 1 ahead, or make that 2 ahead now. Well, never mind. It's 3,926 yards. So he's 2 yards ahead of Ben Giles for the career. I don't know that we're going to see him again today. He has carried a lot on those injured hamstrings that he has. 26 carries, 146 yards, and the 1 touchdown. And LVC will call timeout as the play clock is about to expire.
So timeout on the field. We'll step out as well. 11:19 of the play, fourth quarter. It's LVC 34, FDU Florham 13. Back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
Welcome back, Robert T. Shields Field here at FDU Florham. 34-13 LVC with the lead here against FDU Florham.
And a chance to try to put the game away, at least. I mean, scoreboard-wise, you have to figure that they're in good shape, 34-13. But if you can start picking up a few first downs, you can start working this clock, put the game out of reach. Peroni in the game in the Wildcat on 3rd and 6.
Peroni takes the snap, looking to run to the left side, and he is going to be cut down. Nothing doing there. Peroni's going to lose a yard back to the 9.
So they're going to have to punt. I believe just the second punt in the game for LVC. As Moser, the first time he was in there, uncorked a 42-yarder. And a timeout called here by FDU Florham, which it's an odd use of a timeout with 11 minutes and 10 seconds trying to save clock at this stage. Gives us a chance to look back at the scoreboard. Albright now up 43-14. They decide to run a touchdown in against Misericordia. But they are pulling away of that one. They will remain one game potentially behind Stevenson. That's only if Stevenson can come from behind. They have answered very quickly, though, against Wilkes, as after Wilkes takes the lead, immediately Preston Addo, his second touchdown reception of the game, third touchdown pass from Daniel Williams, this one of 15 yards. The extra point has tied that game back up at 21, 4:14 left to go in the third quarter, down at Stevenson. You bet the fans are one-sided on themselves because they have only on one side. Widener has seen Kings kick the field goal. It's 23-10 there with 5 minutes left to go in the third, and Delaware Valley continues to lead Lycoming. Score of that game, though, now is 21-14 as the Warriors have gotten a touchdown pass from Chase Whiteman.
Moser gets the kick away. It's a short one. It bounces at about the 38-yard line. Takes a little bit of an LVC hop and will come to a rest at the 45-yard line. So FDU Florham will start in plus territory here with 10:57 left to go in the fourth quarter. They need 3 touchdowns and 3 extra point conversions to tie this game.
And we've seen the inconsistency you're going to expect sometimes with a sophomore quarterback in Jagger Green. We've seen the good, 16-22, 190 yards and 2 touchdowns. We've also seen the bad. Three interceptions, and a couple of them have been very costly.
First down for FDU Florham. Five wide look. Three receivers to the left now, two to the right. Green, shoulder shimmy, throws down the middle, caught by the tight end Pellegrini down to the 22-yard line. We've got a flag thrown a couple yards away from the line of scrimmage, though.
Linesman and over on this near side making the call. Ineligible lineman downfield looks like the initial call. So the linesman watched one of the guys up front move past the line of scrimmage across that area where you cannot go as a lineman. No man's land it is, and that's going to negate a nice pass play.
Yeah, that's going to negate a gain of about 23 yards.
Here's my question for you, Steve. With the size mismatch that the freshman tight end has, where was Pellegrini in the passing game in half number one?
He wasn't targeted at all.
Was not looked at all. Didn't even recognize the fact that he was out there, and all of a sudden he's become a force in their passing game.
He was one of their leading receivers.
Yeah, 33 catches coming in. Third on the team behind Panzerino, who had 59, and Mobley had 38. But, I mean, he definitely has to be a weapon for you because he gives you such a mismatch.
First and 15 in midfield. Green looking to hit Young out of the backfield. And Young didn't have enough forward momentum, or he just threw that one too far in front of him. But regardless, incomplete.
Wyatt McLeod putting a little bit of pressure in there to make sure that Green's pass was going to be inaccurate. Just trying to swing Robert Young out of the backfield coming into this in a game. He had only three catches on the year, has two already in this contest as they're trying to use him as a safety valve.
Three to the right, one to the left. Green rolling left side, looking to throw on the run. Caught Pellegrini, and they're not going to give it to him. He was standing on the end line, so incomplete. Incomplete pass. Somebody better clue the guy with the down marker in.
He has no idea.
They call him incomplete. That guy has been inconsistent all day.
He started his weekend celebration early. You can tell because he is absolutely lost over on the far side.
He's been off on a few runs, a few spots in this game. Third down and 15. Two receivers to each side. Young in the backfield with Jagger Green, the quarterback. There's the snap. Green back in the pocket. Now has to try to run. Gets through the traffic. Midfield. Went across the line of scrimmage. Hits Pellegrini at the 30-yard line. And going to be tackled at the 26. It's a gain of 24 yards. He was dangerously close to being across the line of scrimmage.
He wasn't dangerously close. It's because the linesman who's on this side is looking across at the clueless lines marker who's in the wrong place. The lines marker should have been on the 50-yard line. He's leaning one way, and they didn't give it to him.
Quick pass. That is caught by Panzerino. That's going to be close to another first down.
I can't even explain that one to you, folks. It's a horrible missed call.
Gain of nine for Panzerino. Second down and one. Green looking to throw. It bounces off of the receiver, Mobley, and it was almost one of those ricochet interceptions that we're accustomed to here in this game.
One of those rare times when the ball pops up in the air off an FDU player and does not go directly into the hands of an LVC defender.
Now third and one at the 17-yard line of LVC. 9:35 to play. LVC up by 21 here. FDU Florham trying to mount a rally here in the fourth quarter. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Green takes a snap. Quick throw, and it is into traffic, and they're going to throw the flag. They're looking to get it to Pellegrini. And
it's Brendan Yetter
is in the area, and man, that's a tough call.
This is where you need the conversation between the officials, and you'll notice that the linesman walking away from the other two officials who also would have had just as good of a view at that one and has decided that, yeah, I got the better look at that one. It's a bang-bang play. I'm not going to say he's wrong. I'm just saying that that's a time where I'd like to see the conversation happen between three officials who are looking at exactly the same thing and why one threw the flag and the other two did not.
So now it's going to be first and 10 on the 11-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Young in the backfield. Green looking to throw. Had a hand on him. Now he scoots away, and he'll just launch it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, just getting rid of that ball. Wyatt McLeod, all of a sudden on this drive, has made his presence felt. Makes a big hit earlier on special teams, and now all of a sudden gets some pressure on the quarterback again. He's a combo Egan product out of the Philadelphia area, out of Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, and the freshman has a bright future as a rush end in this LVC defense.
Three receivers to the left side. They're all bunched together way out wide. Mobley is wide to the right on second down and 10 at the LVC 11-yard line here for FDU Florham. Green takes the snap. Looking to throw across the middle, and it's overthrown. He threw it too far in front of the receiver as it was Panzerino dragging behind the other two guys in the bunch across the middle, but it was off the mark and incomplete.
Yeah, Yetter made a good effort to try to scoop that up and try to sell it as well by hopping right up and starting running, but it doesn't matter anyways in the college game. The second year on the ground with your knees, you can't run anyways, and the officials weren't buying it, and nor should they have.
The third down and 10 for the Devils at the Flying Dutchman 11-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right. Jagger Green in the backfield in the shotgun. Robert Young is standing beside him to his right. Keeps looking back to the sideline, now changing things up. He'll take the snap. Looks out the backfield. Young caught 10-yard line. He's going to be nudged out of bounds around the 6. It's a gain of 5. It'll be 4th and 5.
It's a play that they thought was going to be open, and it's erased by a good read by a veteran linebacker in Tommy Gallagher, who comes out there and cuts that play down for a gain of just 5. I thought the second they threw that, that's going to be tough for us to be able to cover, and Gallagher got there.
The 4th and 5 at the 6-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right. Dagger Green looks back to the sideline for final instructions. Here's the snap. He's going to loft it, looking for Mobley in the back corner of the end zone, and he could not come down with it. Inbounds. He caught the football, but the official was right there and called it incomplete, out of bounds. LVC takes over at the 6-yard line.
And unfortunately for Mosley, who makes an outstanding effort at that one, you got three officials right there, one directly in the corner, one on the sideline next to the pylon, and both of those guys had tremendous position to see where that foot was as it did come out down out of bounds.
So the LVC defense holds, and the offense comes back out onto the field with the football at their own 6-yard line here. Just looking to wind some clock here as there is 8:40 left to play in LVC. Up by 21. Evan Fink will take the give on first down. Cuts back 10-yard line. Spins around, and he's going to fight his way down to the... Well, they're going to call him down to the 15-yard line, but I don't think he was down. They blew the whistle before he got down because he put his hand down on the field.
The key now, Steve, though, is LVC can work clock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And only one timeout remaining for FDU. It's a chance to really start winding this one down. LVC already with drives in this game, three of them of over 5 minutes, and of all of them of double-digit number of plays. They put one of those together, we can pretty much go to the parking lot.
High backfield. Again, it's Fink, the deep man, on second down and one. Fink will get the give. They're stretching to the left side, and it's going to be a loss of a yard as Fink can't get back to the line of scrimmage.
And give a lot of credit here to the FDU defense, because really in this second half, they've only given up one score. They have a team that knows that one of the weakest parts that they have is the run defense, so they continue to attack it time in and time again. And they've given up 231 yards, but they have been hard-fought yards here today for LVC on a bunch of carries.
High backfield. Wide out to the right side of the formation. Sterner under center. Handoff goes to Fink. Cuts back. Tries to get back to the line of scrimmage. Cannot do so. He'll lose a foot or so on the carry and a timeout taken by FDU Florham. And we won't have to worry about any of those the rest of the game as they have taken their last one. We'll take timeout, though, as well. 7:09 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is LVC 34, FDU Florham 13, back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
Welcome back, Fairleigh Dickinson University at Florham. Steve Leader, Brian Kaiser. 34-13, LVC with the lead here with 7:09 left to play. Spencer Moser is in the punt. He'll be standing at his own goal line here on fourth down and two. There's the snap. Moser will boot it away. And Torino to return. He won't get to touch this one. Takes a nice LVC hop as it goes all the way down to the 41-yard line. And that's where it's down by Schumacher.
Going to take a look at the scoreboard in just a second. Here is your scoring right now around the MAC. Most of these games are just entering the third. Albright over Misericordia, 43-14. Widener's up 23-10 on Kings. And the big game that is possibly an upset right now, going into the fourth, Wilkes now has taken the lead back on Stevenson, 24-21. The other game, Delaware Valley now 21-20 on Lycoming, but Lycoming missing the extra pointer in their most recent touchdown to keep it a one-score win lead for the Aggies.
Long pass downfield. Green looking for Panzerino. It's incomplete. Threw it into double coverage, but they're going to get bailed out on a pass interference call here.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Bailed out. Because there's no chance of that ball getting caught if they just play and maintain good defensive coverage back there. They're going flying, jumping over top of people, and you got three people around a guy trying to go for the football. You know, that's just not smart defense from LVC. Somebody's got to make a play, but make a smart one.
15-yard penalty against LVC. That's going to put it down to the Flying Dutchman 44-yard line. Slot both sides. Jagger Green in the shotgun. Young to his left in the backfield. Going to look over to the sideline. Now he'll take the snap. Four receivers streaking down the field. He has to backtrack and throw off his back foot and didn't have enough muscle on it to get it to the intended receiver over on the left side. And that was Panzerino.
Yeah, four people running deep routes. You have a quarterback that's being pressured, and he's got a backpedal and has to step away from pressure. Doesn't have a chance to step up because doesn't have that clean pocket. Somebody's got to come back and help him out. And the routes didn't really dictate that to be a possibility.
Second down and 10. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Green takes the snap straight back. That's a little bit of time, but it runs out quickly. He's going to be sacked by Guy Zimmerman back at the 47-yard line.
That's my guy. Guy Zimmerman comes right off the edge, unbeknownst to the quarterback from the blind side of the play, and Jagger Green goes down for the second time in this game.
Now a third down and 17 at their own 47-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Here comes the blitz, and he is going to be Green almost was sacked, but he spins away from it, running for his life to the left side, throws back across his body. It's going to be caught, but it's going to be a minimal gain, just about 4 yards, and that is to Mobley.
They got to go for it here, though, because of how they've got no timeouts left to go down by 21. Got a long yardage situation on a fourth down and 14, and they still continue to take so much time between plays, looking to the sideline, looking for the perfect play. You can't do that down 21.
Slot both sides. Jagger Green on fourth down and 14 takes the snap. Plenty of time in the pocket. Now he'll step up. He stumbles. Still on the run. He's going to have to try to run for it, and he's not going to get there.
You're not getting 14 on the ground. You're just not doing it. And that's a place where Jagger Green's got to recognize, I got to force the ball into a spot. I've got height down the field. Let's see if one of my receivers can make a play. Because asking yourself to run 14 yards for that is way too much to ask. LVC takes over and should be able to run out the clock pretty close to it.
LVC will take over at their own 39-yard line with 5:21 left on the clock here.
There's been a Brendan Irving sighting as he goes walking back to the sideline. Already has become the all-time leading rusher in career for LVC with his performance today and for the rest of his career. They won't give him a chance to lose yardage.
And off to Fink. He will back his way for a yard or two out across the 40.
And with the numbers for Irving, 26 carries, 146 yards, and a touchdown. That number-wise has given him on the season a chance to make a run at it next week against Albright to try to be the first and the only person to ever for LVC in the team's history to rush for 1,000 yards in three straight seasons. He and Ben Giles are the only ones to do it back-to-back years. He is 137 yards away from the century mark. He'll have to put in a yeoman's work again next week against a very good Albright defense.
And also, obviously, have a chance to reach the 4,000-yard mark in his career as well. Timeout here by LVC. We won't have to worry about any more timeouts the rest of the game. That's the last one for both sides. So we'll take one more timeout here. 4:31 left to play in the fourth. It's LVC 34, FDU Forum 13, back in 30 seconds here in the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's Christmas at the Valley on Sunday, December the 4th. Come back for this time-treasured holiday tradition as LVC celebrates the joys of the season. Performances on Sunday, December 4th at Miller Chapel, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's Christmas at the Valley, Sunday, December 4th. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
.431 left to play here at Robert Shields Field at FDU Florham. It is LVC 34 and the Devils 13. Second down and 8 here for LVC. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. I backfield. Going to be Jones back there. Sterner going to look to throw. Looking to throw deep down the middle. Looking for Peroni. It was tipped and incomplete. They were looking to just hit Peroni down the seam there.
Interesting play call there.
Yeah. Trey Smith makes the breakup.
Yeah, but do you know what position Trey Smith plays? It's a defensive end. Running the entire way with Tim Peroni down the field.
Yeah, but he's playing safety.
He is now, yes. I mean, by trade, he plays all over the place for this team. He started out on the defensive line. He's getting play calls from there. He'll go up to the line of scrimmage now. So he's a lineman.
Third down. Going to be a give to Fink, trying to bounce it to the right. Nothing there. He gets a yard, and it'll be fourth down.
And who makes the stop? Trey Smith, who's up the line of scrimmage, right around the ball. And they ask a lot out of a few of these guys on this defense for FDU. And Smith is a senior. And they can do that out of some of their seniors. Obviously going to take their good old time here and just allow this clock to wind as much as they need to. Looks like LVC is going to improve on the season to 3-6 and 3-5 in the MAC. Break out of that logjam of teams as we have an updated score. Stevenson on a Devin Williams 14-yard touchdown run. Back on top in that game, 28-24 over Wilkes. They've got 12 minutes left to go in the fourth.
FDU Florham goes after it and Moes are able to get it away, and it's going to be a fair catch called for by Panzerino back at the 27-yard line.
Delaware Valley has just scored with under 3 to go in the fourth quarter to reestablish a little bit more breathing room against Lycoming, but it's still a one-score game. Aggies 28, Warriors 20, and again, under 3 minutes left to go. One last chance for Lycoming to get back even.
The favorites doing their best to hold off worthy challenges
Well,
so far.
Widener's going to have to do the same. They're now 23-17 on King's College.
Green looking deep, looking for Panzerino, and it is caught. He caught the ball down at the 30-yard line through the hands of the LVC defender, which was Tyler.
That's Cody Davis. Cody Davis coming down the field, and Davis just couldn't keep up on the play because he was outside, tried to reach inside, and ends up and not being able to get there.
The hookup, 46 yards, quick pass out to Mobley on the right side, and he is tackled. They call him inbounds at the 21-yard line.
Works for LVC because that means the clock runs, and how FDU has been running plays over during this game. They're running subs in right now. This is going to take a decent amount of time for them to get something off.
Second down and three at the 20-yard line. Rolling to the left is Green. Now he comes back to the right. Has some room to run. 20, 15, and it'll be upended at the 11-yard line.
Good job by Davis finally making the stop as Hunter McGuire, a freshman linebacker out of Duncannon, was the guy who flushed him out of the pocket. When he left there, he was more or less the spy as well. But when he came into pressure, as soon as Green got past him, there was a lot of room.
Double slot. Dagger Green in the backfield in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looking left. And it's going to be tipped and caught. Caught by FDU Florham down at the 2-yard line.
That's an LVC tip.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that all game as it was Tyler Hodges who had his hand on the football and it goes right to the receiver from FDU Florham.
Yeah, it's Panzerino. So first and goal. Actually, is it second down and one at the goal line? It's going to be a quick pass to Panzerino. It's caught. Touchdown. Doesn't matter what the down marker said. It is a touchdown for FDU Florham. A 2-yard pass from Green to Panzerino.
I think we've established that the downs marker guy doesn't have a clue. What we do know is the game's a little bit closer, and if FDU Florham could have gotten a few opportunities cashed in on earlier, they'd really have a chance to come back in this game. Instead, it's still a 15-point game pending the extra point. Panzerino now 9 catches for 109 yards.
Just in for the extra point. It is up. It is good. So we'll take timeout, 153. Left to play in the fourth quarter. It's LVC 34, FDU Florham 20. Back with the onside kick after this here in Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College presents the annual Vail Music and Media Conference set for Sunday, November 19th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Lebanon Valley College. It's Central PA's finest student-run multimedia conference, open to everyone, but you must register. The event will take place at the Blair Music Center. Meet and hear discussions from professionals in the music industry and the digital media business. That's Saturday, November 19th at LVC. To register or for more information, go to lvc.edu or email marti@lvc.edu.
Devils get a cosmetic touchdown here, and now they'll try the onside kick. They're still down by 14 with a minute 53 left to play here, as all LVC will have to do is just recover the kick, and then they can kneel it out.
Let's hope so, because this is anytime you see a game start getting a little tighter here in the end game, you still feel comfortable now. They recover an onside kick. All of a sudden now, if you're Coach Beeler and his staff, now you sweat a little bit more. It's because the other team has some momentum and they have a little bit of belief, but Hands team, all hands on deck up front with 9 of them up between the 45 and midfield.
That'll be Majeski to dribble it straight up the middle. It's not even going to go 10 yards.
Wow. The trickery. And they have fooled themselves.
Does not go 10 yards. The football only goes 9, comes to a rest. LVC very smartly just stayed away from it.
And that just proves the academic power at Lebanon Valley College. You got some smart kids out there who know that 9 is not equal to or greater than 10, and that's how far the ball needs to go on an onside kick unless you touch it. And LVC never had to move towards it. It also helped that the kick was just not even remotely close to being good enough. Stern will take three knees, and LVC will officially move to 3-6 on the season. FDU Florham will drop to 2-7 with this loss, but they do have Misericordia on the road next week.
That they do, and
big day for the LVC offensive line. You know, anytime you have a player like Brendan Irving, who is the featured guy as far as what he was able to accomplish today and break the record that he did for career rushing yards, you have to give a lot of credit to that offensive line, too. And just carry after carry after carry for this team today. They only threw 12 passes. That means 55 runs for LVC. You can throw more in if you count the kneel downs, but 234 yards of rushing before these final knees that are being taken.
Yeah, they'll have to do it one more time. 1 minute left here on the clock, and LVC will move to 3-6 on the season.
And Stevenson has given up another one because Stevenson has scored another one as Wilkes gives up the ball, and three plays later, Daniel Williams, 48 yards to Daquan Ellison. Stevenson has some breathing room at home to try to stay unbeaten. 35-24, the lead, 10 minutes left to go in that game.
One more knee here from Sterner, and they will shake hands at midfield. So as the last 30 seconds wind off the clock, we will take time out as LVC is victorious. Our final score, Lebanon Valley College 34, FDU Florham 20. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up in 3 minutes here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Wigan Buckle Theater at LVC is back in action with Kiss Me, Kate. You're sure to enjoy your night in the theater as this comedic musical unfolds before your eyes. Set in the 1940s, Kiss Me, Kate is about a cast putting on a new musical version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. However, their opening night begins with a few obstacles. Kiss Me, Kate begins at the Leedy Theater on Friday, October 28th. For more information, WiganBuckle.com.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numba Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection. A traveling exhibition from Syracuse University, this showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
LVC has several community programs to explore an education. The Senior Citizen Scholar Program is for persons 62 years of age and older. The LVC High School Scholar Program is for qualified high school students who may attend daytime classes during the fall and spring semesters. For more information, check out lvc.edu.
The
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
And welcome back to Robert Shields Field here on the campus of FDU Florham, where LVC was victorious here this afternoon. Final score of 34-20. Brian Kaiser down on the field waiting for his post-game comments from Joe Beeler as his team is assembled down on the 20-yard line to our left, celebrating the victory. And looks like Brian Kaiser is going to be moving in here directly, so we will await him to talk to Coach Beeler. And obviously some comments about Brendan Irving, the new leading rusher for the Lebanon Valley College Flying Dutchman, as he breaks the record of Ben Giles. He's 2 yards ahead of him now in his rushing career. All right, now it looks like Brian's in position. Let's go down to Brian Kaiser with Joe Beeler.
Thank you very much, Steve, down here with LVC head football coach Joe Beeler. Coach, I have to be very happy with the way that the team responded here on the road, coming out and really set the tone right off the bat with a nice drive right away to really get the offense started.
Yeah, we were clicking on all cylinders, especially in the first half offensively. Second half, we took the air out of the ball, and we're really just trying to run the football and trying to use the clock and maintain that three-score lead. The three-score lead is so important, and our defense bent but didn't break a couple times, which was awesome. And, yeah, they got that late score against some of our younger players that we had made some substitutions defensively. But it was a good win. We're really, really pleased.
You have to be pleased also because this is a team that challenged you through the air. It's a team that presents some real problems. You got some turnovers against them, and it's going to be important going into a game against a team like Albright, who also can throw the ball very well.
Yes. Yeah, Albright will present a whole new challenge, but we're going to work on it this week. We'll be ready.
Talk to me about number 49, because Brendan Irving, I know you guys were aware of where he was and what a gutty effort from him, because a couple times in the first half, we didn't think he was going to be able to go on, and he's right back out there again.
Yeah, he wanted to play, and I don't even know. I'll be honest with you, I don't know exactly where he's at. So you probably know more than me.
He's got the career rushing mark. His last carry was enough to put him over the top.
No kidding. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. I have to make an announcement up there in the locker room. Yeah, how about that? So he's got it.
He's got one
yard over it.
Two yards over it.
All right, so I'll tell him he just can't lose any yardage early in the game against Albright, that's all.
I'm just surprised that Ben didn't come down and tell you to pull him out. Look, he needs a breather.
Ben mentioned before the game, he said, Coach, if you're worried about his hamstring, you don't have to play him today. But he was laughing and joking, and Ben roots for him just as hard. And, you know, that record's passed hands a couple times with us over the last 13 years.
So the last one, always a big game, and especially for the seniors next week against Albright. And, you know, a rivalry game is always a great one end of season.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We really are. Our kids really want to have a chance to do some things they haven't done before, and one of them is march on Kreiderheim.
Good luck next week. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
LVC head football coach Joe Beeler. Back to you, Steve.
All right, thank you very much, Brian. It'll give us a chance now to look at the post-game statistics here in this one. First, we'll look at FDU Florham. Their leading rusher on the day was Robert Young, 10 carries for 34 yards. Steve Iannone, 4 carries for 26 yards. Jagger Green, the quarterback, 8 keepers for 40. Receiving, Mike Panzerino, 9 catches, 109 yards, and a touchdown. Also had Pellegrini, 3 catches, 54 yards, and a score. Iannone, 1 for 25, and a touchdown. Also, Robert Young, 3 for 15. Raj Gulati, 1 for 3. Ryan Wilson, 1 for 12. Eswan Mobley, 6 for 77. Eric Swankowski, 1 for 5. Jagger Green, the quarterback for FDU Florham, 24 of 37, 297 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. Brian Kaiser is going to try to track down Brendan Irving if he can. He's looking for him over as they are heading up to the locker rooms, heading up towards the locker room area. I think he's finally tracked him down. All right, let's go down to Brian Kaiser.
Thank you very much, Steve. Down here with LVC running back Brendan Irving. Your coach didn't know. Were you aware you set the all-time career record today with that final carry today, 146 yards, two over? Were you aware of it?
Actually, no. I was looking for the man on the sideline to take the tallies, but unfortunately he was in the box, so I wasn't aware until the very last play.
So let me be the first one to congratulate you. Congratulations. What does it, now that you get to experience the feeling like right now, your emotions going about that?
Feels great. I mean, I only can thank my linemen throughout the 4 years I've been playing here, and I have one more game to go, so I'm looking forward to that.
How difficult has it been for you this season? Because we know that the hamstrings have been hurting you, and you just continue to gut through time after time. There were times in that first half we were just, there's no way he's coming back, and every single time you're back out there.
Yeah, I faced some stifles this season. I had the ankle and then the hamstring, but luckily my team was able to pick me up and help me get the win.
And I know to you guys the most important thing obviously is the team win, and a big win coming on the road, and to have your first two game win streak of the season and a chance now to make it three in a row to end the season. How important would it be to close out your senior year with a win against Albright next week?
I mean, it is my senior year, so it'll be my last time playing, so it would be great to just whip up on them and get a good win.
I sure hope I see that next week. Good luck to you. Congratulations on the record and also a great career so far.
Thanks a lot.
Back to you, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian. As again, as we lead off the stats for LVC in this game, Brendan Irving has become the all-time leading rusher in LVC football history, beating the mark of Ben Giles, who came in at 39-24. And now Brendan Irving has 3,926, as he had 26 carries, 146 yards, and one touchdown here this afternoon. Tyler Sterner, the quarterback, 7 carries for 11 yards and a touchdown. He also had Ryan Fink, 12 for 43. John Jones, 4 for 17 and a touchdown. Salerno, 2 for 4. Tim Peroni, 4 for 13 and a touchdown. Lyschek also had one carry from the fullback position. That was for 1 yard. LVC really didn't need to throw it around much today. Michael Gavel, 2 catches, 27 yards. He does have a touchdown reception in the game. Travis Saylor, 1 for 30. Gary Wise, 1 for 8. Tyler Sterner, passing for LVC, 4 for 12, for 65 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. Look at some of the team stats in the game. FDU Florham actually had more first downs than LVC, 20 to 18. Rushing yards, a big edge for LVC, 233 to 77. Passing yards, as you would expect, a bigger edge for FDU Florham, 297 to 65. Total yards, FDU Florham outgained LVC here this afternoon, 374 to 298, but that was because they were behind the eight ball and had to open up the passing attack there in the second half. Time of possession, LVC, little bit of an edge there, 33 minutes 35 seconds to 26 minutes and 25 seconds. Scoring recap in this game, LVC got on the board first. John Jones, 7-yard touchdown run. Next point made it 7-0. Then FDU Florham in the first quarter. Steve Iannone, a 28-yard touchdown reception from Jagger Green. The conversion failed. It was 7-6. Then late in the first quarter, Michael Gavel, 17-yard touchdown reception from Sterner. Browns extra point made it 14-6 after one. Then LVC scored a couple touchdowns in the second quarter. Brendan Irving, a 30-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good. Then Tyler Sterner, a 1-yard run. Marcus Brown's extra point was good. It was 27-6 at halftime. Then LVC scored first touchdown of the second half. 6:21 to play in the third quarter. Peroni, a 6-yard run. Extra point made it 34-6. And then FDU Florham pulled 2 touchdowns back, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth. Pellegrini, a 24-yard touchdown reception from Green. Jesse's extra point made 34-13. And then in the fourth quarter, Panzerino, a 2-yard touchdown reception from Green. extra point is our final score of 34-20. We're going to take timeout. When we come back, we'll run over the out-of-town scoreboard. So we'll take our final break here, get our final score. It was Lebanon Valley College 34, FDU Florham 20. Back in 2 minutes here in the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
It's Christmas at the Valley on Sunday, December the 4th. Come back for this time-treasured holiday tradition as LVC celebrates the joys of the season. Performances on Sunday, December 4th at Miller Chapel, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's Christmas at the Valley, Sunday, December 4th. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
Lebanon Valley College presents the annual Vail Music and Media Conference set for Sunday, November 19th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Lebanon Valley College. It's Central PA's finest student-run multimedia conference, open to everyone, but you must register. The event will take place at the Blair Music Center. Meet and hear discussions from professionals in the music industry and the digital media business. That's Saturday, November 19th at LVC. To register or for more information, go to lvc.edu or email marti@lvc.edu.
And welcome back one final time here to Fairleigh Dickinson University of Florham, where the Lebanon Valley College Flying Dutchman victorious today by a final score of 34-20 over the Devils. Let's recap the scoreboard around the MAC. Some games that are final and some that are winding down in a close way. Let's go to the finals first. Albright, LVC's opponent next week, victorious over Misericordia today, 43-14. Big day from them through the air. Widener is, check that, Delaware Valley knocks off Lycoming. It took a while, but the Aggies able to finally put that game away. 28-20 is the final in that one. Game going on between Widener and King's College. Widener has held the control most of the game, but all of a sudden, Widener sees King's get back into it. 23-17 to score. 2:20 left to go, but King's College just turned the ball over deep in their own territory on a fumble after a sack. So it looks like Widener, as long as they just kick a field goal, do anything there, not turn the ball over, they should be able to win that game against Kings, as they are at the Monarchs 3-yard line as we speak. And the other game, and this is a game that we've had an eye on all day long, and that's because of the difficulty for Stevenson to try to put away Wilkes. They are under 4 minutes left to go down in Stevenson. The perfect season still in jeopardy as the Mustangs continue to cling to a 35-32 lead. Wilkes with the football, and they have the ball first and 10 on their own 47-yard line. So you'll have to check out d3football.com to keep you updated, because our broadcast here is over. But basically, that's a big one for next week motivation-wise for Albright. Because if Stevenson loses that one, Albright will be tied for first place, and that is the opponent for the Flying Dutchman next week, as it will be LVC Albright. March on Kreiderheim. Will it happen for LVC this year? It will, if they're able to knock off the Lions a week from today. So that's going to wrap things up from here. For my colleague Steve Leedy, and also for our studio producers, Gary Groover, as well as John Hirsch and Lexi Zimmer, this is Brian Kaiser saying Good afternoon from FDU Farm, where LVC moves to 3-6 on the season with a 34-20 victory over the Devils. You heard it here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
You've been listening to Lebanon Valley College Football on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network, 91.1 FM, 1510 AM, and the TuneIn app. Your home for the best in LVC sports is the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.